morning. I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Big Ten Media Days kicked off from Chicago yesterday. Commissioner Tony Petitti took the podium first and defended the depth of his conference.
You cannot send your top teams out into the CFP unless they play and have them be successful, which we have been very successful, if they're not going through a gauntlet in the regular season.
Ryan Day, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sand, and Jalen McClain will represent the Buckeyes in Chicago this afternoon. The Guardians and Reds played two yesterday and split the doubleheader. First pitch for the series finale is tonight at 7:10 and will determine who gets the Ohio Cup. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Chivas. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you. Good morning, go to hell. I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Hello, Tyvis.
Wagwan, you're blessed.
You're blessed. Yes. See.
This is unbelievable.
Affirmative.
This is affirmative.
Domi Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Is that? No?
No.
That's not
that's,
it either.
That's
I'm
wrong.
Sorry. I'm still working on it.
You know, T-Bone. So, you know, Monday, I've got to talk about this yesterday. So, Monday, after the show, I had to go and get M-sculpted.
Oh.
That's when I lay down at Caps and I do the, they put the little ab machine on me and I, it felt like I did 20,000 crunches.
Oh, but you laid down.
Yeah, you lay down for 30 minutes.
And it stimulates your muscles.
Yeah, and it tightens up. It don't tickle now. I ain't going to tell you.
Given, not earned.
What's wrong with you, man? I tried to invite Dylan out to the event last year, but he stiffed me on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he could
be a good father.
Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who does that? I work all the time. Anyways, but I went and did it because I'm in the maintenance phase where I do it like every few months. And man, I got off that table and I looked at my abs and I said, oh, I'm getting chiseled again.
Like, oh, is it?
Yeah, like it's like really kind of like toning me out and defining. Now, granted, I got to continue to do abs. It ain't something that I'm just going to do and then that's it. Like you got to continue to still do abs, but it jump starts the ab for you.
Far be it for me to question the brilliance of our wonderful advertisers here on The Fan, but I do have this question about just you specifically saying you're getting toned.
Chiseled.
Doesn't that happen when you, I mean, again, look at me like I know. But what I've always heard is that, like, from the fitness influencer community is, like, you can put on all the muscle you want, but, like, it's your diet. Why do the bodybuilders, when they go to the Arnold, they're like, oh, I have only eaten, like, two grains of rice and, like, an ounce of chicken for the last 8 months. That's all I've been eating. I finally got my veins popping.
You know the phrase that they say, you can't out-train a bad diet?
Right.
I'm trying to prove it wrong.
Oh, I
for you. I'm rooting for you, Tyvis.
You're an innovator.
I'm on a mission.
You're an innovator, Tyvis. That's good. Hey, by the way, ditto. And you can see how my results have been. I've really been working to try to out-train.
Just work harder. That's all.
Yeah, work harder. That's fine.
You drink a milkshake, that means you got to go to work out twice that day.
That's exactly right. Sounds good to me. I totally agree with that. So lots to get to today. It is an Ask Tyvis Anything Wednesday. So you can do a few things. You can tweet the show at Bone and Tyvis 971. You can hop in the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube, 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tyvis, and then you can put your questions in there. Or you could call us on our brand new voicemail line, 614-460-8010, 460-8010, 614 area code, obviously. Put that in your phone anyway. But if you've got a question for Tyvis, you can put it in there. We can play that on the show.
Who is that going to beat me in a fort? Is it Snagglepuss?
I think that's who it was that said that yesterday on the voicemail line.
We already got a voicemail for Ask Tyvis.
Do we?
Yes.
Well, do we want to? Oh, okay. We'll just save it for then. I thought you were like, and here it is. Okay. Gotcha.
7:30.
You can check that out. 7:45, the voice of the Cleveland Browns Andrew Siciliano will join us via phone.
Andrew.
We will talk about the Browns, and I will ask him, give me hope. Help me, because this guy next to me, Mr. Optimist, has said, yeah, Browns could go 8-9.
What you think he going to say?
Well, I don't know, but he's the voice of the Browns. I'm asking him to give me the, like, team perspective. Like, what's the upside? What's the best case scenario? What do you see? And we'll see what he says. Austin Ward will join us. You know Austin Ward, covers the Buckeyes, of course.
Never heard of him.
Here on The Fan.
Never heard of him.
He'll be at Big Ten Media Days. He is at Big Ten Media Days. Ryan Day, I believe, speaks this afternoon. He does speak today. I'm just not sure on the time.
I believe 12:15 is the scheduled time.
He must be like flying out. I just seen Ryan Day last night.
Oh? Oh, you were doing a mentorship thing, right?
Yeah, they started helping out at the mentorship program. So it was a bunch of Buckeye legends to help the freshmen. So everybody's assigned one. And
I think we just say freshmen.
Freshmen.
That sounds better to me. So just keep saying
that.
Let's say freshmen.
Freshmen.
The freshmen and the sophomores.
The freshmen. No.
The sophomores and the juniors and the senior says.
This is like.
Let's go with that.
This is like. This
we
is,
add an ES syllable for every year you're there.
No, this is Timmy's fault. Because he always puts an S on everything.
No, I thought he makes fun of people who do that, like with Hilliard's.
Kroger's.
Or Kroger's and Myers. Walmart's and all that stuff. Yeah, that's right.
That was a thing that we did. So, like, I always do it to, like, make fun of him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about
this.
I
wasn't going to let her take a third finger after she originally said she only wanted two.
The fact that that is out of context.
It's not out of context. It's perfectly, I don't know what context it is. It's in perfect context of him talking about chicken tenders. We know it in, some people call those fingers. That's what he's talking about. There's no other context you need for that. That's the only, what other context could there be, Tyvus? Explain it to me.
Well,
don't explain.
You know, there's kids that's probably on school going on.
Bunch of kids getting up at 6 a.m. going like, I got to listen to two idiots.
Yes.
And Dylan, three idiots talking about sports. Yeah, that's,
you know, they're all about the dual screens. So they're they got us on the YouTube and then they're playing Fortnite or something on their other screen.
Speaking of perfectly in context, and Dylan, I forgot to ask you before the show if this is somewhere. Do we have Bo Bishop yesterday?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Because we were listening in the office as we were getting ready. You know, we get done with the show and obviously we still listen to Bishop and Friends every day. Bo was taking questions from the YouTube chat and
poor Bo, man.
He was just, you know, reading a question that he got. It was about the Ohio State jersey sponsorship.
y'all ain't right.
What do you mean y'all?
Y'all ain't right.
No. Don't do this, Tyvus.
Y'all ain't right.
No. Y'all ain't right. Mr. Y'all ain't right. Ran. And I mean ran back to the office and said, you got to stop this man on the air. Do you hear what he's saying? And we're like, no, wait, what? What did we miss? Because we had started talking and we didn't hear this particular part of it. And he's like, you got to stop him. He ran back to tell us, go listen to this.
Because Bo is not that young. So, like, they took advantage of him. But I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it.
No one took advantage of him.
They took advantage of him because they knew he didn't understand.
He don't
understand the context of it.
Okay, fine. I'm old. I'm not as old as Bo, but I look like I am. I'm just saying, I knew the context. Do you have this audio?
Yes.
Okay. This happened yesterday live on our airwaves at like 9:15 in the morning.
It was 10 o'clock. It was right after the 10 a.m. update.
Oh, 10 a.m. That's right. It was. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. We had like an hour ago. So this is right after the 10 a.m. update. Go ahead.
So we were asking the question, well, what color would the jersey patch be on a white uniform? Deep Throat DP alerted me to this, and I see you guys found it as well. It'll be black.
Y'all ain't right.
Play one more time. I just want to hear one more time. Just one more time.
So we were asking the question, well, what color would the jersey patch be on a white uniform? Deep Throat DP alerted me to this, and I see you guys found it as well. It'll be black.
He don't know.
He does know. Come on. Was he running the Browns social media when they said, hey, for the draft, make sure you do hashtag DP, like for dog pound.
They took advantage of him, and I'm not here for
they
it.
They didn't take advantage.
Deep throat DP.
Yes. Perfectly in context. It was a username on YouTube. Nothing wrong with that. Not a thing wrong.
Riley Reed.
He's a porn star. Why is that playing? Not a thing wrong with any of that. So, hey, by the way, congrats to Ohio State. They had the richest jersey sponsor in football history for about 12 minutes. And then Notre Dame came a calling and said, oh, we'll blow that out of the water.
You do know, did you not see Ross Bjork say that $17 million is not the number and he's not given the number?
Oh, it's not $17 million.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
He said he's not telling you because he
because it's not number one.
He wants to
because I promise
he wants to protect the partners and the other people that's also around. He got other businesses. So
listen,
he's keeping the number close to the vest.
Stop.
That's what he said.
Stop. What? Okay.
Just tell
if
me.
It was the richest deal in history, whatever, it would be out there. Like, I'm saying they said $17 million, they didn't have any problem. Everybody was like, it's the richest deal. And there were no corrections coming from Ohio State when that happened.
He said it at his press conference.
Yes, but that was after Notre Dame had come out and said, oh, we got SoFi for $20 million.
The press conference was after
that? Yeah, because they did it like an hour later. Notre Dame put their stuff out like very soon after.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. It was right. It was like around noon.
Let me look.
They came in and said 6 year, $20 million from Notre Dame, SoFi sponsoring Notre Dame. And I said, damn, we got pipped already.
Are the people in Notre Dame, is they fan base?
I was going to say, I'm sure they're crying as well.
Oh, it was funny because, of course, like somebody had posted right after Ohio State did it. It was a Notre Dame fan. And they were like, this is why schools like Notre Dame will always be better than Ohio State because we would never sully our uniform with this type of advertising filth. And then instantly that did. Somebody also had, did you see the one that it was a parody account? They had Michigan's jersey and they said, we're proud to announce the jersey partnership with Michigan and Palantir. If you don't know Palantir, they are a company that is being used by like the federal government essentially to like track people on social media. People accuse Palantir of essentially spying. So they said, we are partnering with the spy company, and that's a little Connor Stallions dig. And I thoroughly appreciated that one. It was fake. It's not happening. But yeah.
It might.
What? Wait, which one? The Palantir thing or the federal government spying on us? I don't know which. All of the above. Just don't check my browser history. You never know what could be in there. We have that sound again? I don't. Never mind. A couple of defense.
What? You got to stop.
I was talking about chicken fingers. What's wrong with you? A couple of defensive dudes just got paid in the NFL yesterday. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Right now, we are seeing a crash in Delaware County. So if you're traveling northbound on 71, this could impact you. It's happening right before US 36, which is just outside of Sunbury in this area. We have not one, but two right lanes that are currently closed up ahead. 37 miles per hour when it comes to speeds and backups. Now extending towards Polaris. So a heads up, as I mentioned, definitely take State Route 3 as an alternate route if you can. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a great start to the day as far as the weather is concerned, and that'll last throughout your Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 81 this afternoon. Comfortable humidity levels and a north breeze from time to time this afternoon. For tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Just a reminder, Tyvus thinks all pizza tastes the same. Also a reminder, Tyvus was born without taste buds. You're listening to Bone and Tyvus.
I gotta tell you, I have stadium envy with Northwestern's, granted, much smaller than Ohio Stadium.
like 35,000 seat stadium they built there.
You love it, damn much, John.
Dude, I saw Stuart Mandel tweeting about it yesterday because they're giving tours now to the media. This thing will open this season, September 2nd. So remember, they played the last couple years on like a glorified like intramural soccer field.
Yeah, it was, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, it was right on the lake.
I got to go see it a couple of times. I didn't go last year, but years prior to that, I did go do a tailgate show from out there. And it was, I was like, man, this is nice. Y'all should really consider just keeping it, like, because it's, well, right on the water.
It's a, right, and it's, and it, I mean, what did it seat, like, less than 10,000 people?
No,
like, it
was, well, I mean, it's temporary. Not like Northwestern was just the best team in the Big
Ten. No, but it was also, it was temporary because they're building this thing. Well, now this thing, I think, holds between 35 and 40,000, something like that. But, like, they're doing it right. They have the, if you haven't seen the pictures of it, they have a giant canopy over the seats so that, like, you're not in the rain. And, I mean, if it's windy and cold, I'm still going to feel that, but at least you can stay dry when you're at this game, theoretically. That's what, I mean, they have that at lower, or at not that.
Nope, Scott Miracle.
Miracle-Gro Field. Scott's Miracle-Gro Field, where the Crew play. Whatever, it's new Crew Stadium. They don't pay me. It's new, the new Crew Stadium. They have the same, they have the roof over, and when you're at the, I've been in that stadium, and I have been in downpours and been perfectly dry.
Oh, yeah, they should be fine when it comes from the weather. And but Buffalo, also, I'm Buffalo like this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Buffalo,
right?
Did that too.
Now, you should respect Scott's, though, because if you do get paid by them, you're right there. Maybe they'll let you take the helicopter to work.
That's why I'm mad. Because I don't, well, they that's why I don't get offered. And I live in Marysville. What's going on? Where's my endorsement?
LeBron,
come on.
LeBron,
you don't have enough.
I'll wear it on a job. I'll wear Scott's Miracle-Gro here every day. Give me a soccer jersey with my face on it. I'm team me, sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro. Let's go.
You're a me guy, huh?
Yeah. But no, so Stuart Mandel had this post, but he mentioned something that I love as a soccer fan about this new Ryan Field, the Northwestern, for the students. Behind the field goal on one end where the student section is, all standing.
I'm trying. Now, hold on. I need this camera to rotate.
They have what they call safe standing.
Is it the side where the screen is?
Yeah, the screen is behind them. And so they're
not, it don't wear.
It doesn't look like it, but I'm telling you, it's an all standing. They call it safe standing. It's just like how the Nordeca is at lower.com or God. New Crew Stadium, damn it.
Seats.
They're not.
Oh, you're talking about down low.
Down low.
Low. It ain't not a seat down there.
What they have, probably, I can't see it close enough, but what they have at the Crew Stadium is that they have a long bench that goes the length of the section, and it's folded up, and it never is unfolded. You can unfold it, but the bench is like, I don't know, the length of a cell phone. Like, it's just enough that you could barely rest your ass on it, but you're not going to sit down mostly on that. It's meant to be stood in. This section's meant to stand in.
Yeah, them definitely benches right there.
Yeah. So, like, I'm saying they're going to have,
The
student section has all standing.
Yeah.
I think except for maybe they have some seats for where the band sits, but, like, good for them. All these other stadiums are out there trying to figure out, well, how do we get students?
Got benches? Or
yeah, it has benches.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, theirs is no benches. It's standing only. You got to go stand for the entirety of the game. And I like that.
Why?
Get the diehards. Don't get the, I thought maybe I'd come sit down and sample the food and walk around. No, you're a college student at a college football game.
You will
cheer for the damn team.
For 4 hours?
Yeah, man, because it's a football game. Do you stand for 4 hours when you're playing?
I'm a grown man.
No, they're growing.
No, I don't.
I'm just telling you.
No,
college students
stand.
They all stand anyway when you're at Ohio Stadium, unless it's a blowout and it's like, you know, in the fourth quarter, it's 50 to nothing. Then they might sit down just to look at their phone and say, where are we going after this? But yeah, I mean, most of the OSU student section stands for all or most of the game, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I love that from Northwestern. Goodbye them. You said we had a voicemail to play, Dylan. Go ahead and hit that if you have it.
Wagwan, you're blessed. Everything blessed. Good morning. Go to hell, fellas. I just want to say, I've been hearing about these sweet and spicy wings from Tyvis, and I had a little bit of skepticism researching them. They didn't look like anything special or nothing. And then I go to Popeyes today. I finally try them. I open the box. I'm like, oh, this is going to be nothing. But I tell you, Tyvis, you were right. I ate one bite of those sweet and spicy wings, and it was gone in like 5 minutes. I just could not stop. So, Tyvis, I totally get you there. I think I need help now. Maybe we can have a sweet and spicy Popeye's wing support group because, oh my gosh, those hit. Have a great day, fellas.
Hey, there you go.
They brought the sweet spicy wings, man.
And Maya
apparently went and tried them.
Oh my God, I'm going today.
In my opinion, it's your cheat day. It's Wednesday.
Let's go. In my opinion, they are the best item on any fast food menu.
That's awesome.
It's like that.
I know the fact. What? Here's two things that I love about that voicemail. One, it shows you the power of this show. Is that we put it in your mind. We talk about something. You go and do it. I love that.
He shouldn't have did that.
But also,
did he leave his name? He shouldn't have done that.
He didn't leave his name.
Because
I don't think.
Now. It's hard. Once you have them, I'm telling you.
I may have to go get them my day after the show.
You ain't going to be able to shake it. I'm telling you.
That's fine.
I ate them for like 2 weeks straight every day. And I would literally get it before I went to home to get dinner. Just a little six, because the wings ain't that big. So a little six piece.
An appetizer. Okay. That's all.
Little app.
Well, here's what I will say. The other thing I love about that call is it confirms once again that you are the resident foodie on the show.
No,
as we know.
True.
Yes, it is. You talk about food. You don't do it as often as maybe I do, but the second you give a recommendation, everyone is like, no, we know that's good because Tyvus has good taste. At least when it came to that. Now, when you say things like pizza tastes similar, all pizza tastes similar.
That's a fact.
We know you're lying.
That's a fact.
We just know you're not being real.
I will say the difference in some pizzas is the sauce.
That is a very educated food take. A lot of people focus on the toppings or they focus on the cheese. The sauce is what makes a lot of pizza taste the way it does.
I'm more of a sweet sauce type of guy.
See that? No, I'm more of a spicy sauce type of guy.
Sweeter sauce.
Savory sauce. I'd rather go that route.
Like Flyers.
Yeah, Flyers. But you know what? I still like Flyers, even though it has a sweeter sauce. Yeah. I still like it.
I had some Donatos last week. And it was like, I was like, y'all sauce got a little sweetness to it.
It does. Everybody's kind of, I think, doing a little bit more of that than they used to.
Yeah, what's the healthy menu item at Donato's that you ate when you went since you're on a diet?
The Italian salad. Bang!
You did not, because you said you've been avoiding lettuce, because you're worried about explosive poo.
No, I'm trying to lose weight.
Oh, well, that could help.
I'm trying to look like Harry on Dumber and Dumber. Well, Harry,
that's a jump start right there. Boom. Yeah. That's, by the way, I saw the sponsorship news come down yesterday. I have thrown my hat in the ring because they've been so disparaged the last few weeks. And you know how I love Taco Bell. I hereby declare that if any college football program or any college program has the stones, has the temerity, has the intestinal fortitude, shall we say,
don't listen to him,
to get there and say, congratulations, our 2026 jersey sponsor is Taco Bell. I'm in. I'm rooting for you. No, I'm not jumping ship. Okay. I'm not burning any boats. I'm pulling up a second boat.
You do need a new side team.
Next to this,
I feel like you've just completely dismissed Missouri. So you need a new side team.
Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz to go to hell. He's done. I hate his guts. I hate him. He is such loser talk. That's so bad.
Is there logo that would be like ugly on the day? Like the Wisconsin and Culver's thing?
That's a beautiful combination. That's a match made in heaven. No, because it's real. If you go to Wisconsin, like that's where they're from, I'm pretty sure. But I also know
Culver's is from, because they got the cheese.
All it is Culver's written in cursive.
Why is it Culver's? It's Culver's.
Culver's. Whatever.
Culver's.
There is no I in there.
Culver's.
Okay.
Written in cursive.
Calm down, everybody.
No, I'm sick of people doing that. Culver's.
Culver's. You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the fourth person I heard do that. And I'm like, where y'all getting this
I? Make sure you educate the freshmen. Are you a freshman?
Yeah, beat me to it, damn it. What are you, a freshman's? All right, so we got to talking and we didn't get to this. So a couple of dudes who play defense got paid yesterday. One of them plays for the Browns. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Drivers in New Albany getting a little bit slower this morning. It's 161 eastbound. At least it's just passing 62. Closer towards that Beach Road area, you're already down to 18 miles per hour when it comes to your speeds on this early Wednesday. So a heads up there. But for our friends in over towards that west side, Dublin, Hilliard, 270 in both directions, looking great out there. And for our friends in Madison County, still nice and easy going. 70 eastbound, 42 to 270 is only a 12-minute commute. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
sent you. T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Sometimes when Tybus wears khaki pants, I can see the outline of his genitals. There's no joke there. It's just an observation.
God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Rusty is hilarious.
What did Rusty say in the chat?
He said, Tybus sat on the bench most of his NFL game.
Damn, that's hateful.
Wow.
I stood.
He didn't sit the bench. He stood on the sidelines.
I stood. Now.
Yeah. That's right. Stood up.
Until special teams, and then I went on the field. So, ha!
It's Ask Tybus Anything today, by the way, so you can get us those in the YouTube chat or via the phone line, 614-460-8010. Also, you can go get us on Twitter/X. What was the thing I just told you someone said on Twitter about you? Oh, because we have Andrew Siciliano coming on at 7:45, and Captain Bly on the tweet said, happy to hear Tybus booked another guest for Dylan. So that's
actually wrong.
It's wrong. I know it's wrong. Dylan actually booked his guest. I love that.
I booked both guests we have on today.
Look at, and you booked one. You booked a big one for Friday.
Yeah. Should we tell the people?
Do we want to do it now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. We're announcing this now. What time are we doing that?
8:30 on Friday.
8:30 on Friday. The guy who was probably the greatest coach in Ohio State history, at least since I've been alive, when it comes to basketball. Thad Matta, going to join us for real. Not fake, not AI, not some goofball crap that we do some time to time. Actual Thad Matta, actually on our phone, actually at 8:30 Friday.
Actually booked by me and not Tybus.
Actually booked by you.
Yes.
Actually booked through Butler, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where he still technically works there. So good for you. Hey, whatever. That's where he is. Good. Let's get him on. Let's talk some little hoops before we get into all the football stuff. I like it. So a couple dudes got paid yesterday. Denzel Ward, per Adam Schefter, the Browns and five-time Pro Bowl corner Denzel Ward reached a two-year $62.2 million deal that includes $52.3 million guaranteed. So this rechristens him as the highest paid defensive back in NFL history. He had previously had that as well once before good, someone else jumped him.
Good for him. And then you and I got into it a little bit.
I don't know
bit.
We
and,
got
and
into
then
it.
You got, then you started to see my side.
Well, because what
is
I.
Great. It,
so what
it shows
I said was.
Growth. As a 43,
I can admit when I'm wrong.
As a 43 going on a 44-year-old.
That's right. Only a couple weeks left.
You are showing growth even in your age.
I'm going to be 44 this year. That's the way you say that. I don't know when. Sometime soon. Some vague number. Sometime. I'm going to be 44 this year.
Here's what it was.
Well, because what I said. Oh, yeah. It's August 14th. I don't care. Me and Tim Tebow share a birthday. My guy. Always me and
you,
him.
You can also kneel at the national anthem.
I'm going to do
and
it.
And nothing will happen.
No, nothing will happen if you kneel. If you're Tim Tebow. If you're Colin Kaepernick, it somehow goes different. They say, you're out of here.
It's, you up, son.
Get out. Get out. Anyway, this is something I learned, is that when I'm wrong, I have to admit when I'm wrong. I said Denzel Ward, while obviously tremendously talented, obviously a former Buckeye who I'm always rooting for, and as a Browns player, I need him to be good now. Mm-hmm. I just have concerns about injury history. Because in my head, I thought, well, he's missed a lot of games with concussions. But we went and looked back at the game log. Played in, I believe, 16 last year and 15 the year before. Then you go back a few years where he was, I think, a little more dealing with that issue. But the numbers even then, it was 13, 14, 12, 13. Like, he did miss time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's ever missed more than five games in one season in his career. Still not great. I mean, you can't say that you can count on him for every single game, but the last couple of years he's been relatively healthy.
Yeah. And I was saying that people be so quick to want to push, particularly like a DB, the corner thing, you want to be very slow to getting rid of your corner because they're so hard to come by. In a league where we throw the ball a lot, like you need a guy, and he's shutting guys down. Like you really want to keep that guy on your roster for as long as possible. I know that a lot of people, once Myles Garrett got traded, a lot of people thought, well, I'm sure people going to call and ask about Denzel Ward.
I thought so too.
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they probably will try it, but like I wouldn't. If I was the Browns, I wouldn't do that, especially if I'm trying to win games. Like, if you're just trying to sell the season, then whatever. Go ahead and draft the kid from Notre Dame, you know, that the Leonard Moore from Notre Dame, if you want to do that. But I love the fact that they're paying him. I love the fact that they understand the importance of the position. And I think that he's going to have a solid year because they're going to need him. If Jarrett Verse and company don't get the same pass rush as with Miles,
right?
Oh, you gonna need you some corners that can cover for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, and that's that. I guess the way I looked at it, though, is because I was more on the train of just like, just get, if people are calling on him, get rid of him too. Not because I don't think he's good. Not because, I mean, I'm glad he signed this extension.
You
want to
embrace the rebuild.
Well,
you just, like, if we gonna stink, we let's just stink.
Be
and
real.
Get it done, like, and then replace all the players in 1 or 2 years.
You have no answer at quarterback right now. No one has stepped forward yet as the answer. Maybe that will happen this year. Someone will become the Allen Iverson this team needs. The answer.
Wrist up.
Maybe, or maybe Deshaun Watson becomes like a. What he used to be before, you know, like his entirety of his career.
Ty Monkey might unlock it now.
Maybe Kevin Stefanski's holding everybody back.
That's what they're going to say.
Sure. Could be. But my point is that if that doesn't happen, and that seems like at least an 80% likelihood that that's not going to be the case, maybe I'm shooting that low, then you have to embrace the fact that you are now a team that probably is going to need a quarterback next year. And in what everybody told us this time last year, it's the richest quarterback. You could have Garrett Nussmeier, and then everybody said, oh, never mind. We don't know if we want him because he's
ouchy. Did he go undrafted?
I think he
got drafted in the seventh round by the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to say he's with the Chiefs, I thought. Yeah,
ended up happening with him.
You could have Drew Aller. Again, all these guys who just never panned out as first-round picks. Now, maybe one of them will pan out as a prospect, get into the league, and do their thing. But I just feel like this upcoming season, there is a lot more, I think, valid hype on the guys that will be coming out. And there are some answers in that draft. But what I would want is the number one or number two pick at worst to make sure I have the best chance of getting those guys.
So you get Dante Moore, Arch Manning?
Whoever you want. I'm just saying, wouldn't you want that? If you don't think you have your answer at quarterback, wouldn't you want to be as high as possible in the draft order? Of course you would. So, having a great defense or having a defense that still gets a lot of stuff done.
I don't know.
When they traded Myles Garrett, I just thought, well, then they're probably going to get rid of Denzel Ward, too. So then this team is just giving up points. The offense is mediocre. They're developing guys, but it's not there yet. And then they'll go land a quarterback. They'll go use their other first. Didn't they get another first-round pick with the Jared Verse thing?
Yeah, from the Rams.
Yeah, so go get someone else that'll fit what you need.
Pick number 32.
You'll have all tons of cap space because all your guys. That's fine. That's probably what it's going to be. But they love a good early second round pick, essentially. So yeah, they love that, Dylan.
All I'm going to tell you,
Lamar Jackson,
this.
By the way, that could, you never true. Know. They could get that guy.
If the Browns don't finish with the number one pick, it's not the worst thing in the world, because if you look in years prior, the number one pick hasn't always been the best quarterback.
No, it hasn't. But again, you can.
If that's the trend, we need to continue to be on that trend.
Okay. Largely, the reason that has occurred is because the teams that drafted were stupid. Like,
and this team is
no. Dylan, you're beating me to the punch here, and that's fine. I agree with it. What I'm saying is, if you think you have in Andrew Berry and the brain trust up there, guys who can identify the number one pick and get it right. Why wouldn't you want that pick as opposed to eight? You know what I mean?
The last time we had the number one pick, we was wrong. We got Baker Mayfield over Lamar and Josh and Sam Darnold.
Yes, and that was a different group. I'm saying, though, if Andrew Berry, now you believe, because they have given him every vote of confidence that he's the guy.
I'm just saying. The same guy that took Jed Wills over, what's the boy, Titus. Tristan Wirfs.
I didn't keep him there. The people who run the Browns kept him. The ownership of the Browns kept him there. My whole point is.
A lot of pressure at that number one spot. I'm just good.
There is, but also that's your job. I'm just saying, what good is, if you know you're going to be not a playoff team, and folks, it will take a stroke of luck for this team to be a playoff team this year. I think that's a realistic take. I'm just saying, it does you no good.
Who you ask.
I'm asking me, and my answer is, I have eyeballs, and I saw what I saw, and that's...
Well, you saw wrong.
I did?
You got cataracts.
You are... You're Mr. Positive, and you even, when you said 10 wins, you're like, oh, no, 8 wins. 8 wins. You forgot.
8 might get you in.
Yes, and then do what? Get obliterated by an actual team. I'm just saying, what good does that do you? I'd rather have the top two pick. And I would
That's loser talk.
Get rid. Well, it probably is. And I am probably, as a Browns fan, guilty of all that. I'm just saying, I would rather have that than, hey, we competed for like half the year, then we realized we don't have a quarterback and our defense is still good, but we lost nine games and now we're sitting at 11th. Like, you don't get your answer at quarterback.
The Browns are going to win as many games as possible, and then if they can't get a high draft pick for a quarterback, they're going to trade for one because they'll have the money to be able to do it.
And then they will trade Denzel Ward after they
just... after they just sign him. Whatever, man. Raiders have named their starting quarterback, and it's not Fernando Mendoza. You will hear from Clint Kubiak, their head coach, next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Boy, the road's getting a lot busier out there. Right now in Delaware County, we are still watching that crash, 71 northbound, right before 36. The two right lanes are still restricted for you. Then towards the south side, the right shoulder is now blocked on 23. It's that northbound direction at Rathmill Road, right before you're hitting that 270 intersection out there for another crash. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
Fan 6.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tyvus Powell helped the Buckeyes win a national championship. T-Bone watched Tyvus Powell help the Buckeyes win a national championship. Equally important, you're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
So I hear we've got some voicemails, Dylan, rolling in. You can be a part of that. 614-460-8010 is the number. Go ahead, hit me. What do we have?
Oh, you want it right now? I thought you were doing a read here.
You know what, Dylan? I am, but let's play the voicemail and then I'll do the read. Go ahead. My bad. You're right. I forgot I had a read. Good job, Dylan. Way to produce. Thank you. Play the voicemail.
Big fan. I know you guys are all foodies, so I need your help in getting the naked chicken chalupa back at Taco Bell.
Oh, man. I forgot about the naked. I think it was just like grilled chicken, but of course
Pretty much.
It was like a grilled chicken chalupa, essentially.
You like that?
Do you like a chalupa?
I like a chicken chalupa. I actually prefer it.
Well, this is grilled, and then it had like...
It's healthier.
It had lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
Is it the regular chicken chalupa grill?
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. I don't know what made this one different. I don't know what...
Is it skinless? I don't know what's going on.
The
grill one is already skinless, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at, let's see. This is from... June 15th, an Instagram post says the naked chicken chalupa is returning in August.
Hey, we did it.
You're welcome. Look at that. We said it, yes. And then it immediately, this is from an Instagram that apparently follows all the fast food stuff. It's a chalupa shell made with marinated all white crispy. Oh, it's all, that's bizarre. It's, you know, here's what we're getting wrong.
The whites are good.
No.
Yeah, the whites are good.
Historically, I don't know that I would agree with that statement. But the point is, the naked chicken chalupa, I'm stupid. I was thinking the chicken was in the chalupa. This is where I'm wrong. I had this all wrong. And I shame on me as a Taco Bell fan for not realizing this.
Not a foodie.
The naked chicken chalupa, the chalupa is fried chicken. The actual shell.
The shell is bent.
It's a thin piece of breaded chicken that's bent like a chalupa.
That's a lie, T-Bone.
And then they put in it the creamy avocado ranch sauce, it says, plus they have tomatoes, shredded lettuce, cheddar cheese.
Is there more chicken in the chalupa?
No. The chicken is, that's why they call it a naked chicken chalupa, because the chicken is, you're holding... There's a little holder around it. You're eating the chicken first.
It's like the old double-decker sandwich at KFC.
That's the double down. Again, Tyvus, not a foodie. Definitely knows it.
No, that's a legendary item.
Because you're a foodie.
No.
That's fine.
Well,
you're at least a fast foodie, if nothing else. Because you do know the fast food stuff better than...
They bring that back. Diet be dang. I'm going to get that. I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, your day, your birthday, your mama's... I'm going.
When that thing came out.
That's awesome. I gotta do that.
I took a bite out of it. And
the double down?
Yes.
What was wrong with it?
It was scorching hot, which is how I like to eat my food.
Yeah.
But it's hard to hold because the chicken is, the bread.
Yeah, it's the bread. Yeah.
But then when I took my initial bite, hot grease just squirted into my eye and burned it.
Yeah. That's a problem.
The money shot.
Yes, it was a money shot from the double down.
Pause on all of that. You could have knife and forked it. You know what I mean? You could have just put it down. You take a knife and a fork.
Are you Nicole Sheard?
It's what I'm saying. If it's squirting you in the eye, maybe you don't try to bite it like that. Maybe you cut it, let the juices run out.
You put some goggles on and you get back in there.
That's good advice.
It's fine. Good advice. All right. By the way, our friends at Window Nation, my friends at Window Nation, they want you to know something. You can go a lot of places nowadays. You can go on the little chat bots and be like, what's the best thing to do for this day? Where should I go to buy that? You don't do that for windows, because Window Nation is the only place you need to go. WindowNation.com. That's where you go to get the pros at Window Nation, who are going to help you get new energy efficient windows at a great price. Right now, all their window styles are 50% off. So you could get 50% off all window styles. Plus, you can get zero down payment, no payments or interest for 2 years. And windows, according to the experts, they retain 80% of their value when you put them in your house. So this is something for now. It obviously will help you with more energy efficiency, keeping your house cool in summer and warm in the winter, keeping all that cold air, hot air in your house that you're paying for. But it also is a long-term thing where you're going to enjoy these windows for a very long time. They have a lifetime transferable warranty too. Window Nation stands behind the work they do, and they'll get it done in a day. WindowNation.com. Check them out now to get your free consultation. That is WindowNation.com. So if you were wanting to see chicken, what happened?
That was my bad. That was you. That was you.
I know.
That was you chicken. 4 minutes ago.
Sure. That's good. I don't know. Sure, that's what it was. Clint Kubiak, he is the new head coach of the Raiders, right? This is his first year. Not making that up. Yeah. They took Fernando Mendoza with the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Who, sadly, I keep wanting to call Andres Mendoza because the crew had a player named Andres Mendoza back in the day, and that still sticks in my head, but it's not. It's Fernando Mendoza, my guy. Anyway, that's not who's going to start playing football for them when they start up camp today. They said, we're going with the veteran.
You know, for every position, there's got to be competition, right? The best player has to play. And that's not just what I'm going to see. You guys are going to see it in the preseason games. You know, we as coaches, we're going to see who the best guard is, okay, best quarterback across the board. There's battles everywhere on the roster. So it's important for me to be fair to the players is to put the best player out there. When we go out to practice tomorrow, Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback. He's the guy. And he's going to get a ton of reps. And he deserves them because he's played really good football. But I want Fernando and I want Aiden to push him.
Aiden. Okay.
Aiden O'Connell.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Hey, he got in there and balled a couple of times.
Was he a first round pick?
No.
Was he a first overall pick?
No.
All right.
Anyways.
What are we talking about?
Was Kirk Cousins?
It doesn't matter. No,
he was a fourth round.
Yeah, you think you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying with Fernando Mendoza, while I understand the idea of let the veteran go out there, we want to see our rookie quarterback push for that job. There's always that catch that if you don't give the reps early enough, do you hinder his growth?
No. I think that one, because Patrick Mahomes didn't get all the reps and look at him. With Alex Smith, he sat his whole rookie year. Honestly, one of the biggest spokesperson in football that's been about college coaches aren't getting these guys prepared enough and guys need to come in and sit in the NFL for a while at the quarterback position is Tom Brady, who just so happens to be a partial owner of this and has a big part and plays a big role in the stuff that they do. So if any team is really going to sit their rookie quarterback for as long as possible, it's going to be them. Because he truly thinks that helped him out. You know, when did Drew Bledsoe go down? Was that his first year or second?
I think it was towards the end of his second season. Yeah.
So even he knows the value of having to sit, and it stinks for the player, but I think that they really are going to try to practice that as long as possible. The only way Fernando gets in, I think, is Kirk Cousins just look that bad, which he's never really looked that bad. He's always done pretty well.
I thought with the Falcons, he looked kind of bad.
He had a game where he threw for 500 yards.
Had a game, but most of the time, I don't think he looked, especially at the end.
I feel like at the beginning of the season, he was fine.
Yeah, but at the end of the season, I'm just saying, like, there were definitely times where he looked bad in the last year or two. Like, not like he can't play in the league, but definitely not like he's a starter. That's all I'm saying. And I can understand it. This is always the rub with Raiders fans sitting there saying, we have the number one pick. Why can't we see him?
Oh, dang. Started off last year for them?
Yeah, I don't think he started. He was rough when he got out there, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to find out what we
I could be wrong on that. But yeah, I thought he was.
No,
he was pretty rough, man.
Dang, he sat for a while.
Because I remember watching the quarterback, documentary that they did on him.
And that was two years ago. 2 years ago.
But he had some rough games then where, like, I think last year.
He ended up getting benched, didn't he?
I think that's right. Because
Michael Penix finished the year.
Did he get benched or did he get hurt? But either way, the point is,
yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying, with an older quarterback, there's a chance, too, that Fernando Mendoza just plays out of necessity because maybe Kirk Cousins gets hurt. But if he doesn't, then I don't know what the logic is of going 8 games and then going, all right, now it's Fernando Mendoza time. If they've gone like 2-6 or something like that, now you're putting him out on a bad team that's probably going to give him some not great reps.
Game reps.
It's game reps, I understand, but why not get those early in the season if you believe
Kirk
that's
Cousins
the guy?
Kirk Cousins didn't play last year until week 12.
Okay. By the way, I saw this. Dan Orlovsky, not my guy. Speaking of bad NFL quarterbacks, he continues to be exceedingly weird. You will hear why coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The southeast side of Columbus, really in Canal Winchester. The shoulders are currently blocked on 33. It is that westbound direction, folks, at Gender Road. Once again, we are seeing another crash in this area. Then in New Albany, I know, not good news, but another crash in this spot. Expect lane closures on that Beach Road Northwest ramp to 161 eastbound. Because of that incident, it is causing some slowdowns as more people start to head out the door. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
44.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Big Ten Media Days kicked off from Chicago yesterday. Commissioner Todi Pititi took the podium first and defended the depth of the conference.
You cannot send your top teams out into the CFP unless they've played and have them be successful, which we have been very successful, if they're not going through a gauntlet in the regular season.
Ryan Day, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sain, and Jalen McClain will represent the Buckeyes in Chicago this afternoon. The Guardians and Reds played 2 yesterday and split the doubleheader. First pitch for the season finale is tonight at 7:40 and will determine who gets the Ohio Cup. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tyvus has a bum wrist from playing football. Bone has a bum wrist from opening the heavy doors at Sheetz. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we have lots of audio to get to today. We have stuff from Todi Pititi talking at Big Ten Media Day. We got shade coming in from Brett Bielema, a.k.a. Bert, talking about the SEC. Also, we have got Ask Tyvus Anything coming up at 7:30. We could hear your audio. You call us and leave us a voicemail. 614-460-8010. I believe that's the first time I've done that off of memory, Tyvus. All this time we've been talking about it. I finally 614-460-8010. I hope that's the number. It's either that or
that's the
little number. Sexy time. You never know.
614-460-8010.
You could be calling there.
10.
All right. So so we got all that coming up. So get your Ask Tyvus Anything questions in before 7:30. That way or on Twitter at BoneandTyvus971. Dan Orlovsky is not my guy.
You're not a Dan guy.
He's annoying. I don't agree with his takes. Well. I don't like the way he talks.
Okay.
Like he talks like a hipster youth pastor, and it annoys the crap out of me where he sits there and just is, first of all, what I want to say is I think I look at Fernando Mendoza and he draws. Yes, he does. He draws out every word. Talk, man. He's got a weird cadence, and it's always bugged me. It annoys me to no end.
I got to pull it up now.
I have my own. Well, you're not going to be able to listen to it because we're doing the show.
I said in the break. I'm going to listen to it.
Well, here, you know what? You'll hear him right now because I have some audio from him getting yelled at on Get Up or whatever Greeny's show is called. So this is him talking about the fact that I believe it was, who's the guy now at Florida? John Summerall? That's the new Florida head coach? Yep. His wife was giving an interview where she said, they're like, what's something we don't know about Coach? What's something that, you know, the local news was interviewing her, and she's like, he loves his pedicures. Goes every couple weeks, gets a pedicure. Mm-hmm. Something that he takes care of his feet. He likes to have his feet nice.
What's wrong with that?
Gets a pedicure. Well, apparently Dan Orlovsky thinks there's a lot wrong with that.
You never get a pedicure?
I have never gotten a pedicure.
Oh, it's a delight.
I never will. Yeah, no, I am completely against pedicures for dudes.
What for?
You're a dude. You're not supposed to get pedicures.
Yes, you are. Nothing wrong with being pampered. It's a delight.
No. I am so against this. This is a thing for me.
You're coming with me.
Dudes should not be getting pedicures.
Who am I told is laughing at this? Monica McNamara. Can we put them up to feel good?
Just nasty feet, Dan.
My feet are awful. I totally agree. But I'd rather have awful feet than get pedicures.
Oh, come on. They have great. It's a terrible taste.
You're also not the person who should be.
I love a pedicure. Yeah, are you kidding?
It feels fantastic.
I totally agree.
My friends taking their teenage sons to get them.
Yeah. I think it's an excellent idea.
I don't. I mean, I'll be honest. I've never had a pedicure. Not because I'm opposed to it, just because, like, it's. Probably up until recently, it wasn't even something I thought of. Like, I grew up more like him, where it's like, why would a dude get a pedicure? And then I realized, what's the reasoning on that? What's the answer on why a guy can't get a pedicure?
Why he can't get one? I think he must got a feeling where, like, I don't know, maybe my toes ain't out, you know, like maybe he.
Okay, but
I wear tennis shoes all the time. Maybe that's the weird thing.
But maybe he didn't even say that.
Maybe he believes polish is being put on there or something like that.
Yeah, they don't put like, I mean, you can, I'm you sure can if you want it, it. You I mean, can yeah, have it. You can get a Technicolor, you know, polish, do whatever you can get. What do they call that? Like a French manicure or something that they do on your nails.
French tips.
That's you get that maybe on your feet.
I know all now. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, to each his own. That's what you
need
to
do. Do what you want to do.
That would never happen to me. But anyways,
you are not opposed to a pedicure. I've gotten pedicures before.
I need to go try one.
Now,
what I haven't done is I've never myself walked in there. The only time I've ever had a pedicure is if I went with my wife.
Okay,
like
but
me
still,
just like, walking in there by myself, like I'm weird about that.
That is
but
weird.
Like if I go with the lieutenant and like, all right, she gonna get one. All right, then I.
Well, you know what that gives you? That gives you the plot. Like I didn't even really want to do this. It's
correct.
All her. It's
correct.
All the old, trouble and strife over here.
That's
kind of
what happened.
And then you go in and secretly you're like, this is actually really enjoyable.
I'm just
saying, what's wrong with just coming in and be like, hey, I'm a grown man. I enjoy this. Give me the pedicure.
You soak your feet. They clip your nails. They massage.
File them down.
Massage your legs.
They use the cheese grater on your feet. I call it.
Get the dead skin off the bottom of your foot.
I'll even say this.
Lotion you up. Put the hot rag around it. You sit there. Oh, boom, dude. It's done.
I've never had that for the feet. But like I've had the back when I had hair and we go to the barber and when they put the hot towel on your face after they shave it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or
you know, I'm thinking about shaving my beard for TV this year.
You are?
I'm thinking about
it. Is someone asking you to do
that? No.
Then why are you doing it?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of shaving the goatee as well? Like, are you going full on no facial hair?
What I did before.
When you just shaved down to the goatee?
Yes.
All right. I mean, it's a good look.
I don't know if I'm going to.
You're a handsome guy. That's a good look, and so is the beard. You're fine either way.
I've thought about it. I'm still pondering, and I got 6 weeks to figure it out.
If you do shave the beard, or even partially get it, go to a barbershop where they do the hot steam towel. And if you've never had that, that'll change your life. Now, you do feel like you're getting waterboarded in the middle of, like a humid desert. That's not a thing. Like a humid, hot place, because it's just, there's a towel on you. It's wet. You're breathing in hot, wet air.
But I'm scared.
But it's relaxing.
I'm scared of the bumps.
Well, that's why they do all that stuff, is to help it not get the bumps. They want it to be smooth. Go to a professional.
Tyvus has a guy that is willing to do it on the side of the road on 270. Why would he go anywhere else?
I just pictured Tyvus in like a camper chair on the side of 670, next to a construction barrel.
That's not how we did it.
He's got the hot towel.
No. That's not how you do it. What you do is he got a truck. So you sit in the back of the truck, on the edge. So he lifts the hood of the truck, and he, like, cuts you right there.
Wait, lifts the hood of the truck?
Yeah, you know, like the SUV. You know how the back of it,
see,
the pop-up?
Why did you say truck?
You know what
SUV.
I mean.
I didn't.
SUV.
I thought
SUV.
Truck.
I thought you were sitting in a truck bed.
No.
Getting your hair cut.
You sit on the back of the SUV. He let the door up. So that's
have
your
you
shield.
Actually yes. done this?
We did it out here in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's done it in the parking lot here.
We did it right here in the parking lot.
The parking lot at Firebirds?
Yep. Did it in the parking lot at Firebirds.
Go to Sometimes a place that has an actual like mailing address. What's wrong with that? Go to a place that just has like a brick and mortar location.
I don't know if you know this, but like a haircut in the black community is it's a big deal. You can't just let anybody cut it.
I agree with that.
Like it can't just be anybody, because if they mess it up, it's you done for like 2 weeks.
Okay, that's fair. And I admit that I obviously, not being black, don't have the greatest insight on black culture. However, as someone who watched Barbershop and Barbershop 2. I do know. Was there a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's my problem. That's on me.
Which one? Whites are good.
That was on me. That's on me.
Nicki Minaj in it.
Oh, I was that.
That was three, right?
Was that three? See, no, I don't know. Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, I am aware that the literal premise of that thing is that people came into a physical location to get their hair cut. So I know that there are barbershops that exist you could go to and
time,
get a haircut. Ben.
It's a new time.
I saw in the World Cup, you know, Lamine Yamal, that dude I keep raving about from Spain.
When his barber pulled up in that double R, I sent it to y'all.
His barber pulled up in a Rolls Royce to the team hotel to cut his hair.
That double R.
When your barber is making Rolls Royce money, that's a sign that you are insanely rich. When like everyone who comes to help you out, one, they all come to you. Two, they all are paid at a level that is beyond what most of us can take. I'll just tell you on Dan Orlovsky one more thing on the pedicure thing, because now you just have to know this about Dan Orlovsky.
He don't take care of himself, and he letting old stigmas mess him up. And it's not that deep.
Maybe if his toenails were cut, he wouldn't have stepped out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, that's a fact. As a guy who's known for having bad feet in more ways than one, that's a good point, Dylan. But these are some other hot takes Dan Orlovsky has had over the years. He said, "I usually eat just grilled chicken with ketchup." What?
That's child.
You're a grown man.
That's
beyond childish.
He said at Thanksgiving this past year, this is a couple years ago, his plate was just macaroni and cheese with some Caesar salad.
I can respect that now.
I can't. You didn't get anything else other than...
First of all, the mac and cheese is bad. He should have got some protein, but that's another story. Go ahead.
Mina Kimes, who has worked with him for years, said this about Dan Orlovsky. This is from a GQ article. She said, really, it's like he eats tan food. He only eats the color tan. We were at a party in Kansas City for the draft. There was a buffet situation. I watched him grab 5 fruit tarts and scoop the fruit out of all of them. I'd never seen anything like it. This man is not an adult. This is a grown child. He's a very large child walking around saying, "You don't touch my feet. That's gross. Get the fruit out of the tart. I just want the crust." This is a weirdo. Why are we listening to him?
He's probably one of those guys that doesn't properly wash his butt in the shower.
I bet you that's true. Here's one more thing about Dan. And this one, Tyvus, you tell me. You love going to Chipotle? Here's his Chipotle order.
Here we go.
Here's his Chipotle
order.
He said his wife.
The lettuce down.
They asked him, what do you get when your wife's out of town? The husband dinner, which is when it's like wife's gone and I'm going to go just pig out. Here's what his order was. He said he went to Chipotle and got 4 burrito bowls, all of them double chicken and cheese, end of bowl order.
Chicken and cheese?
No rice.
Chicken and cheese.
Just chicken with cheese on it, bowl finished. 4 of those. This man is a psycho. Why is he even allowed on TV?
That's a waste of money.
That's a waste of everything. It's a waste of the people's time at Chipotle. It's like they're sitting here ready to make food, and you're like, here, can you just give me just basically grilled chicken, and that's it?
Of
grilled chicken and cheese on top of it.
He paid $40 for that.
Yes, he's an idiot. Yes. This man is an idiot. Yeah, why are we listening to him for anything?
He bought as bad as Tom Brady.
I can't stand it. 2014 playoff took center stage again at Big Ten Media Days. You will hear what Tony Petitti had to say next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
If you're traveling through Canal Winchester, a heads up, shoulders are blocked up ahead 33 westbound at Gender Road after a crash that happened not too long ago. If you're traveling downtown, especially 71 southbound, that right shoulder is blocked at Main Street, so a heads up out there. And for our friends in New Albany still watching, some lane closures on that Beach Road ramp to 161 eastbound after another crash out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Buckeye Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a great start to the day as far as the weather is concerned, and that'll last throughout your Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 81 this afternoon, comfortable humidity levels, and a north breeze from time to time this afternoon. For tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place.
Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome. And that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure. And that pickles are gross. Thank you. Here's T-Bone and Tybus.
Erectile dysfunction can affect far more than your sex life. It can put a strain on relationship, impact your confidence, and leave you feeling frustrated, anxious, or embarrassed. Could you imagine going out, spitting all your game, giving your best pickup lines to this girl, gal, get her to the crib, and it just don't work. The car won't start. Don't let that be you. No. You deserve to go rounds with this young gal. Go see my people at Tri-State Men's Health because they use advanced medical science to empower male performers with therapies that go far beyond some pills. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some treatments can have you last an hour or more. That's a few rounds right there. You know, if it's only about 3 minutes, and then you get an hour. That's like 20 rounds.
Do the math on that.
Man.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, go see them people. Go see Riley Reed. Anyways.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Go. There's two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard. The other one's in Westerville. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. The initial visit is only $99. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. So call them today at 800-900-9654 or visit TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
Tyvus thought he was on
sex.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tyvus thought he was on the streets for a second there. He's like, you deserve to go rounds with these...
Then he caught himself. Didn't do that at all. By the way, in the YouTube chat, Tyvus, you've started a discussion in the last segment. Yeah, because you said that Dan Orlovsky looks like someone who does not properly wash.
Yeah, I was watching this video about that. About
him washing his ass?
No, it was Eric Benet.
Who?
Eric Benet.
I don't know who that is.
Anyways,
who's there? JonBenet's brother? I don't know who this is.
Don't worry about it. Anyways,
my guy.
He was talking about how men don't properly wash their butt. Like they, because they feel like it's
weird.
It's too much.
It's not.
They feel like it's too much. Like they just, it's like.
Well, then is this guy not also wipe? I'm not too graphic, but what are you doing?
Like the guy just kind of swipe it, you know, and they not like getting in there.
That dude has.
They're not getting in there.
You know? Literally in the chat, Eddie said, do I dare ask how people cannot properly wash their butt?
They swipe
and then
it.
He said, like, are they not getting up in there?
That's what I'm saying. You just swipe it.
Bang, Eddie. Yeah. Apparently that's the problem. Apparently people are just not doing that.
That's a real thing. They like let the soap just roll down it.
That doesn't work.
That's what they think, though.
That's stupid.
They think. I'm just telling.
I mean, you got a whole. We just had the one year anniversary last week of the dude wipes people doing their stupid, you know, helmet reveal thing that they did where the guy fell off the barge or whatever it was up in Cleveland. Like, dude wipes has got cash. Why? Because so many people have realized, yeah, I got to make sure everything is kosher. Even though all those, they're all flushable wipes. None of them are actually flushable. Shouldn't do it. Every plumber you talk to is like, don't flush those. So I don't know how that we got a multi-billion dollar industry.
We had an episode here because of
we did
some yeah. wipes, I believe.
Can't do it. Can't win with them.
Can't coach them.
That's right. All right, Tony Petitti, here's his stance on college football playoff expansion. This is him talking about his relationship specifically with the SEC and how they're going to work it out between the two power conferences, the biggest conferences, how they're all going to get together on what they need to do with this college football playoff expansion.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll say about, you know, working with the SEC on the playoff and working with Greg specifically, you know, I've never heard him say that he won't do the work and consider 24. I mean, he's been public about certain preferences he has, but he's committed himself to doing the work around all formats. And we've done the same thing. We have strong opinions about where the right path is. I think there's been an evolution since we were here last year about how people feel about 24 at this point. And we've made adjustments in our league. We were focused on automatic qualifiers. We're not focused on that anymore. We're looking at, you know, the committee picking the field of 24. We feel that that ultimately will still unlock the power of scheduling that we want. So we work every day with it. I think the path is, you know, you've got to be able to do this in a way that allows you to not play championship games. There's obviously significant economic value in our championship games across the P4. And so we've got to understand where that is. And if we can find the value, then I think it just changes the tone of the conversations. But it's been completely collaborative. And even though the memo gives the SEC and the Big Ten more, you know, the operating decision-making in this process, we've really included, you know, on a daily basis, our colleagues in the ACC, the Big 12, and everybody else in the CFP room. We're trying to do this together. I think there's been a lot of movement among coaches and ADs around the country that 24 is the right number. But we've got to see if it has the right value, and we got to understand that process and how we schedule it and when.
Sure. I bet you're really...
Leave it where it is.
Yeah. I'm sure you're calling up every chance you get, the Big 12, and being like, Brent, put down the monster. Brent Yormark, what do you want us to do? You want to go to 24? What are you thinking?
It's getting to a point where it's like, now that they got these patches and they doing all this other stuff, it makes you think sometimes, like, how much money do you actually need? Like,
oh, to them, there's never enough. You can't get enough money. These giant research institutions that have endowments in the tens, if not hundreds of millions, they're all broke, even though every other day you go to a college campus, it's like, well, where'd that crane come from? Oh, we got a new building project. We got to build. Here's a $27 million tennis facility. Like, they have no money, but yet they've built. Go over to Ohio State. Go where the baseball fields are and the Woody and all that. One, they got to rebuild the Woody. They've already said they got to build a new one of those, which I get. It's outdated. But if you go look around that entire premises, that's like a whole city of sports facilities now that they built over the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, and great. Fine. That's all good. But don't come crying with your hand out saying, folks, if you could spare 27 cents when you get your hot dog at Ohio Stadium, if you could please donate
to our...
Yeah. Oh, no. You got to do all that.
Just round up. I am so curious to catch a game.
Oh, they've been doing
see
it.
See that option.
They will continue to
round
do
up for NIL.
Sure. Because it's hey, look, we're just doing it for the good of the kids. So I'm just saying, all these guys from Tony Petitti on down, all of them who wear suits, who hang around college athletics, just they don't have enough money. There's not enough money for them. So we got to get to 24 so the sport can survive. Like, we got to get there so the finances make sense. Even though what's probably going to happen if you expand to 24 is you are going to have way more teams than should thinking they have a chance at a national championship, thinking if we just get in there, who knows?
What it does is it.
And those teams are going to spend. Is all I'm trying to say. Like, they're going to spend on coaches. They're going to spend on facilities. Thinking they've got a real chance.
You're missing the mastermind behind it.
Okay.
If I put it up to 24, that means that I don't have to worry about firing a coach, paying his buyout, and then paying another coach.
No,
so that saves me millions
I think it's going to go the other way.
Because there's 24 teams. So, like, the majority of teams is never going to have to fire their coach. It's going to always be in the playoffs.
Tyvus, we expanded the playoffs from 4 to 12.
Yeah, that was just, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
And they stayed
and look
to
at the buyout they just paid to James Franklin to go away. Right?
Well, he didn't make the 12.
That's what he said.
My point is that, like, James Franklin, they had more chances to get in, and they didn't keep James Franklin around because they're like, well, if you can't make the 12, and I'm saying there will be teams that have no business thinking they belong in the 24 that will now, like, I don't think Kirk Ferentz would have survived 20 years at Iowa if they were missing the 2014 playoff.
I'm saying been in it every year.
Recently, not every year. Recently, but there were some lean years in between. He got a little bit of Pat Fitzgerald syndrome I don't think they were letting in like a 5-loss Iowa team. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, there will be more teams saying, we got to fire this guy. They've had pockets of good and then pockets of very mediocre and then pockets of good. I'm saying, though, like, there are teams that will absolutely fire their coaches thinking, we can do better than this guy. 8-4, we missed the playoffs because we had four losses.
It was 8-5.
Telling you, there would have been years where teams like that would have fired their head coach, paid an expensive buyout, hired another idiot. 2 years later, they'd have added that guy's buyout to the rolls. Then they'd have to redo their stadium because no one's coming to games, because clearly not because the football team's bad. It's because we don't have enough laser lights going on. And then meanwhile, there's never enough money for these people. Meanwhile, the sport just ends up, now everything has a sponsor on it. You're going to have like knee pad sponsorships and like elbow tattoos just to pay for all the stuff for the, you know, NIL crap. And I'm like, it's not crap. I'm glad there's NIL, but I'm just saying it's gotten so out of hand now where there's no cap to it. There's no salary cap. There's no structure to it. Now you got literally, Ross Burke will come out looking like Post Malone with like sponsorships all over his face at some point. If it gets the money in, he's going to come in looking like Posty and it's going to be fine because we're going to need the money is all I'm saying.
So
there will be no limit to what they do.
It costs $18 for a beer at Ohio Stadium.
Yes.
Zoran said $18 for a beer and $180 ticket is that not bringing enough money.
That might be cheap. That might be cheap. I don't know if it's 18. I'll be honest with you. The last time I went.
Y'all worried about the wrong things. How much is the lemonade?
$10.
It's still not cheap. $10. I sneak mine in.
You've got rhymes for illegal activity. I really enjoy that. I like that. That's good.
A cop is going to grab Tyvus and he's going to be like, what's in the flask?
And then Tyvus will say, if you have to ask. And then it's like another limerick from Tyvus doing illegal activity. Good. I like it. Ask Tyvus anything. 2 minutes away. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
If you're traveling through Canal Winchester, a heads up, shoulders are blocked up ahead 33 westbound at Gender Road after a crash that happened not too long ago. If you're traveling downtown, especially 71 southbound, that right shoulder is blocked at Main Street, so a heads up out there. And for our friends in New Albany, still watching some lane closures on that Beach Road ramp to 161 eastbound after another crash out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Sentient. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world.
T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we have like an actual radio show for the second half of the day, so we have a segment coming up in a second, Ask Tyvus Anything. Then we have our guy, Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Browns, joining us at 7:45 to talk about what else? The Bengals, all things Browns. We'll talk with him coming up at 7:45. Then at 8:30, we will go out to Big Ten Media Days with Austin Ward. He will join us at 8:30. We'll get the latest on what will probably, you know, be some discussion about all the sponsorship stuff now in Ohio State uniforms. We'll find out what he thinks Ryan Day is going to talk about today, all the above, and get a little preview for the season as we get rolling here with Big Ten Media Days. So it's an exciting time of year, Tyvus. Once Big Ten Media Day hits, you know what's next.
Camp.
Bam. And who's going to be there?
Ohio. Treats me way. We're almost there, baby. We're almost there. They need to play that on the thing. Get the guys fired up.
Well, speaking of that, I had a thought I wanted to run by you guys before we do Ask Tyvus Anything. I found some good sound bites that I've thought about working into the show, but they are ridiculous. They are stupid. And I'm thinking we should try to get the most ridiculous, stupid sound bites when you or I are out there at camp, because Dylan's going to be in charge. It's like we could be in the middle of a conversation with, like, I don't know, maybe Ryan Day. And then Dylan could just play like one of these insane sound bites that we have. So I think we should if I'm asking Ryan Day a question about the transfer portal and then he just
I want me some glory hole.
I mean, that's, as I've said before, what is the transfer portal other than really just a hole where people go to seek glory at another university, right?
Mm.
I'm just saying. And then if, you know, Ryan doesn't give a satisfactory answer, I will ask Dylan to play this one.
Suck him! Suck him! Suck him!
Just saying. We could have a fun time out there is all I'm saying. Super awkward is what I'm aiming for.
Do that while he's on the headset?
I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to sit there and look right at Ryan Day or Matt Patricia or Arthur Smith or whoever we get. Dylan will be in control of making it super awkward while we're out there. May get us all fired. But if that's the case, then we'll just...
They'll never interview with us.
They'll never have us out there again. That's for sure. We know that.
Get to know your resident national champion. It's time for Ask Tyvis Anything.
Sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Reliable, local, built right. Request your free roof assessment today at ramosroofing.com.
All right, I believe we have a voicemail to start us off today. Correct, Dylan?
That is correct.
All right, let's hear it.
Phone, this is Clint. I'm calling BS on Tyvis. There's no way you can listen to some of these and tell me that he's not high out of his mind. So is it really Hot Take Tuesday or is it Hot Toke Tuesday? And then I guess my Ask Tyvis Anything would be, what strain are we going for, or do you prefer the edible? Because bro's hot. No way.
No.
Wow.
When did I say that?
I don't know what you said yesterday that got him all fired up. But I will say, like, in your defense, I mean, that's not a thing... You don't drink, you don't smoke in any level. Right. That's not Tyvis.
I have no desire to go to the moon, I should say.
Good for you. I think that's a wonderful thing. I will cover for both of us.
What edible? It's called the Cookie Monster. That's the strain.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It's always some crazy names.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, they got brand names too.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. I see that like Seth Rogen now has like he has like an incense line that you can like because if you're not burning enough stuff with Seth Rogen, like that type of he's big on lighting stuff on fire and inhaling it. But then he's got his own line of like just incense for the house that you can just burn.
They weed scents?
I don't know if they are or not, but I would think I guess that's for when you just don't feel like going out and getting weed. He's got some for you to burn. Must be nice to have all that money. Alex says, ask Tyvis anything. With all the negativity these days, what's one quality in sports that gives you hope? And what's the biggest green flag that makes you think that's a good person? That is an uplifting Ask Tyvis Anything, Alex. Thank you for that.
What gives me hope in sports today?
Yeah.
In football, I don't know. I think that there is some success stories and everything. I think that with everybody talking bad about quarterbacks, I think that it's always good and refreshing to see the young guy click. Even not even just for quarterbacks, for any young player, like to see them go to the NFL and see it click and see them make plays, to me that gives me hope because it's like people don't believe in this guy. They think that if he's terrible after a couple of games, it's not there. J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, my guy.
Your guy. I like, even though he long-term might not have it in a lot of people's eyes, it was nice to see him at least experience some moments. Oh, so that's all. Okay. I'm about the moments for young
people. You're about yeah. False hope.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good. Given lies, basically.
It's not a lie.
No, when they do that, it's a lie because it gets everybody thinking, oh, this guy's good. And then he turns out to be crap.
That's a lie. Y'all think that everybody going to walk in the door and be Tom Brady, and it's just that's not the case.
No.
Like, it's just not what it is.
I thought J.J. McCarthy was going to walk in the door and be J.J. McCarthy, and he is.
He gave you... There's some resistance. You talking about the guy that won his last five games?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Well, maybe he'll win five more this year. We'll see. Golf Central Ohio said this one, fourth and goal from the five-yard line. Tyvis finds himself out on an island against Trey McBride.
Oh, my God.
Is he getting the stop?
Yeah. Barbecue chicken alert.
First of all, I'm not letting no tight end do nothing crazy to me at all. That was my thing back when I played. If you play tight end, like, it's like I locked in even more. Like, you not. Because y'all think y'all who y'all. Y'all not who y'all think y'all are. And I'm going to show you. Like, because I play corner, technically.
Yeah, right.
So, like, this is stealing for me. So, no, Trey McBride, you can kiss it goodbye. That is a TP guarantee.
What was your highest Madden rating? Because it wasn't 99 like Trey McBride telling you right now.
What does Madden have? You know,
this is rating. That's what we were talking about him yesterday. He's got a 99 rating.
So this is the thing, and this, and I heard LeBron James talking about this. They was asking him, why don't he play 2K? Why does he only play Madden? And he was saying, because I play basketball. He's like, so I'll get out there and I'll play 2K and I'll be playing as myself. And I know that this guy can't guard me. Like in real life, there's no chance. But on the game, he stops me. And I'm just like, there's no way that that would ever happen. That's exactly how I feel about Madden. They got certain tight ends on there. If you put them against me back when I played, they would catch the ball. And then I go right out to practice and go against this guy. He wouldn't catch anything. So it's like, it's like, who cares about a Madden rating?
I love the idea of LeBron just being like, what the hell? Like, this is me. I know I would stop. I would be able to do that.
Yeah,
like, that's got to be incredibly frustrating. Or you doing it against
it's like me versus
too.
George Kittle in practice. I strapped George all the time.
Okay. Wow,
I strapped Kittle all the time in practice. Like, but you'll say that he's one of the, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, like
I
know
it.
The reason.
I like it.
I got film on it.
My favorite 2K question ever is when they asked Kevin Durant who he plays as, and he said LeBron James. He didn't even say himself. He's like, yeah, I play as LeBron.
I would too, for what it's worth. Evan says, Tyvus, if you could watch one previous Ohio State football game for a year, which one? Only one. There's only one game you can watch all year. Which one would it be? Now, I don't know if he means, yeah, he said previous. So it means like you, whenever you go back to watch an old game, you're only allowed to watch one. What would it? Would it be, I'm just going to throw out, would it be the Alabama game?
It's a really good game.
Would it be the Oregon game that you played in? That Michigan game where you saved the season?
That was the game I crossed over. That's when I was like, yeah, this is...
That's
I can do
you
this.
You hadn't locked down George Kittle yet, but no, you were on your way.
No. Anyway, one game, my favorite game, it was actually my last game in Notre Dame. I liked that one. That was a good game for me. I had two picks.
A Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, I had two picks. Good, a lot of NFL was talent that, on there.
Did
on
you have
field.
Two picks officially? Or?
Yes, in my mind, yeah. If you watched the game, you saw I had two picks.
What, what the stat line said, what the box
score. That's irrelevant.
Who was the dude from irrelevant. Notre Dame? Was that the game where the dude from Notre Dame who was going to be like a top five pick blew out his knee? You know what I'm talking
Jaylen
about?
Jalen Smith.
Yeah, yep. Jalen Smith. That was that game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And and after that, nobody played in bowl games after that. Joey went out and saw that. And Joey said, yeah, let me go ahead and get on the body here.
Uh-huh. he got that targeting here. Penalty and said, peace out. Exactly right. Oh, one more here. This is also from Alex. He said, which compliment would you rather get, Tyvus? Lean, toned, jacked, swole, built, chiseled, etc., and why? Let me answer that for you. His answer is he'd like to be known as torqued. I believe that's the one. He just fully torqued up at all times, right? That's what you said. That's what you said in the commercial break.
No.
Love to be known as Mr. Torqued, right?
No,
that's not right. I don't know.
I like a athletic build. That's the one I like.
But he didn't ask that. He said lean, toned, jacked, swole, built, chiseled, or an eye through and torqued.
I don't want to be jacked. Lean. Give me that one.
Lean and torqued. Got it.
Will you stop with the torque?
Torque's great. What's wrong with being torqued? Nothing wrong with being torqued
like
up.
Nothing like wrong with I don't that. Like the word.
All right. Well, we're going to go talk to, I don't know how to transition out of that, so I won't. Andrew Siciliano, voice of the Browns, will join us next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching two crashes out there for you on your Wednesday. West side, we're talking 70 eastbound, passing 142. And right before Hilliard Rome Road, folks, that right shoulder is blocked up ahead. So slowdowns expected. Take West Broad Street, especially to head downtown. Also in our southeast side by Canal Winchester. Still watching this incident, 33 westbound at Gender Road. That right shoulder is blocked. Yes, a little bit slower when you're passing it, though. Looking a lot better towards that 33 and 270 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Here at The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program now, we are excited to welcome the voice of the Browns via the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, Andrew Siciliano. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Denzel Ward getting that big deal. That's obviously pretty important. How important was it for the Browns to make sure that got done before camp started, Andrew?
I think it is important on a lot of levels. Number one, I think Denzel's still great on the field. I think number two, Denzel is still great in the community. I think number three, Denzel has been everything you wanted to for a homegrown, a Buckeye, a local guy, a Northeast Ohio guy. He was given countless opportunities this offseason to say, Denzel, are you upset about your contract? He had 2 years and a clean 40 left, $40 million, but none of it was guaranteed. Not a single U.S. dollar was guaranteed on his contract. They could have cut him tomorrow. Now that they would have done that, he would have gotten nothing for this year. He was given every opportunity at softball games, at Guardians games, everywhere he went to say a bad thing about the Miles trade or to demand a new contract or to demand a new trade. He didn't do that because he is not that guy, and he's still really good at football. And I think there are some people that just assumed after Miles got traded that he would be traded, and they maintained they didn't want to do that, and he said he didn't want that. You reward a guy who's done everything right. At the same time, I'm fascinated to see what this contract looks like. I'm going to assume a lot of the guarantees are in year one. I still think if the season goes totally sideways, this is probably a tradable contract. So I think everyone kind of wins here, and I'm happy for Denzel.
Andrew, I'm going to ask you the most important question you're going to hear today. Are you ready for fact or fiction?
Tyvus, I cannot wait to that first Saturday in Chicago in a couple of weeks. Where last time we were in Chicago, it was like negative 90 degrees or something like that. It was as cold a game day as I could remember. And this year it's probably going to be 100 with the humidity. I can't wait for fact or fiction that day.
No, let me ask you a serious question. Now that Jim Schwartz and Miles is gone, what position group do you think is impacted the most negatively that those guys are gone?
That's a great question because we still don't know what Mike Rutenberg's defense is going to look like. It's going to be a lot of the same. They're going to run the wide nine, but I think they're going to play three safeties a little bit more. They're going to play zone a little bit more. I think there's going to be some pre-snap disguise a little bit more. I'm not suggesting he's running Mike McDonald's scheme, but you know, Jim Schwartz threw the fastball and he told you he was going to throw the fastball. Go ahead and hit it. I think this is going to be the same, but with some changeups in there. My biggest concern, Tyvus, and maybe this goes back to the Denzel signing, is just depth at corner, depth behind Denzel and Tyson Campbell, and depth at linebacker. Carson Schwessinger, year two, let's go. Quincy Williams, I'm excited. And then what? At both of those positions, to me, those are the defensive questions that we got to figure out.
Voice of the Browns, Andrew Siciliano, joining us in the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. So you kind of touched on it there, like the trade of Myles Garrett, new head coach, new coordinator there as well. You've got a quarterback battle again. I guess in your mind, what is the most important question for this team to answer, given there are quite a few question marks? What's the number one thing you're facing right now?
Sorry, cut you off. Are we doing other than quarterback?
Well, that's the thing, right? Is it just that and that's it? Or do we look at the fact that a Hall of Famer got traded away this offseason and now that may totally change your defense? Like, these are all questions I have as a Browns fan, but where do you stand?
Yeah, you traded the number one player in the NFL that does not throw a football. So, I mean, let's get it out of the way. And I was in L.A. A couple of days ago to see the Rams' first day of practice, and I had like five or six people come up to me going, man, I did not know he was that big. Like, yes, he is not like the other humans. He is not like the other kids. He's different. I'm happy for Miles, like on a personal level. Obviously, as a Browns fan, I would love to see him here. So, yes, that is huge. But it all still comes down to the quarterback. I think the defense is going to be good enough. Are they going to be good enough to stand on its head and like collectively and win games like last year? I don't know. I think the talent is still certainly there. But losing Miles, it will play an effect. It clearly will. You're not going to be as good without him. But I still think they're going to be very good and good enough to win games. You don't win in this league without a quarterback. We all know that. The offense is going to be more fun. There are certainly more weapons on the field than there were a year ago today. If you can get some good quarterback play, then you could win some games. The schedule, even with the first two games in Florida, the schedule on paper isn't that bad. Matter of fact, it's actually good, but it is all about the quarterback when you boil it down.
When you look at the two young receivers, Casey Concepcion and Denzel Boston, by the end of this season, who you think have the more productive year?
See, Tyvus, we used to do these on NFL Network, like the topic bar, like the bottom of the screen for everyone driving, two hands on the wheel, please. The topic bar would say, it would say, who will have the bigger impact?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would sit there in meetings going like, well, define impact. Who, right. Which second year player is going to take a leap? We're like, what, off a building? Like, what does that mean? I think they're both going to be really good. I think Denzel Ward, you've seen it. Denzel Boston has made some plays in camp where you go, okay, wow. My partner Nathan Zegar, was it Bo? I can't remember. One of the two, Bo Bishop or Nathan, one of them said after rookie minicamp, like that guy is going to be on the side of the new building when they open it up in 2029 in Brook Park. He's a dude. But Casey Concepcion is going to make a lot of plays too. He is twitchy. He is scary in open space. I'm curious how much they truly do use him in the return game. Byron Storr, the Browns' new special teams coordinator, kind of, you know, I don't say dropped a hint because Casey obviously has it on film in college football, dropped that a couple of weeks ago that you'd like to see him, but how much, I don't know. They are more explosive than last year, and I think they will both get in the end zone.
Last thing for you, how long do you think it takes Todd Monken to make that decision at quarterback?
I would not hold my breath. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I think, you know, obviously he wanted it done. He said he wanted it done when they broke on June 11th. I kept telling people, what does it matter? I mean, there is no game on June 11th, last I checked. There is one on September 13th. I think if you wanted to circle a date on the calendar, I would say the joint practice with the Bills. That is heading into the second week of the preseason. I think he should hopefully have a good idea then. If you remember, Joe Flacco was named the starting quarterback of the week last year of the third and final preseason game. This year, that final preseason game is on a Thursday. We have the Amazon warm-up TNF game. So we end the preseason early. There are three games in 12 days, and that last game is on the 27th. So if you really want to name a starter, I would say the last day it would be Monday the 24th, but probably maybe the week before.
Good stuff, Andrew. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, all right?
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
There you go. Voice of the Browns, Andrew Siciliano, joining us on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. NFL news, we'll get it all for you next in the huddle. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, right now, seeing our typical time saver traffic trouble spots out there, including for our friends traveling from Grove City. Of course, 71 in that northbound direction over by Greenlawn Avenue, getting a little bit busier out there, especially for our friends traveling towards that northwest side, our corner over by Dublin. We're talking 33, that eastbound ramp as you're heading northbound on 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Big Ten Media Days kicked off from Chicago yesterday. Commissioner Tony Petitti took the podium first and defended the death of the conference.
You cannot send your top teams out into the CFP unless they've played and have them be successful, which we have been very successful, if they're not going through a gauntlet in the regular season.
Ryan Day, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sand, and Jalen McClain will represent the Buckeyes in Chicago this afternoon. The Guardians and Reds played two yesterday and split the doubleheader. First pitch for the series finale is tonight at 7:10 and will determine who gets the Ohio Cup. This update is sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co., locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation today. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Yeah. One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Check in with Austin Ward from Big Ten Media Day. You just heard Tony Petitti there in the update. We will talk with Austin coming up at 8:30. Quentin in the chat at a good point. We were talking to Andrew Siciliano in the last break. Brought up quarterback battle. Quentin said, it's not like Cleveland's going to be a Super Bowl contender. I personally don't care. He should. I don't think Deshaun should start at all. If the quarterback battle is so close and Todd Monken can't pick a quarterback, it should automatically go to Shedeur Sanders.
I agree.
Watson should only start if he is light years ahead.
I agree.
And that
Quentin sound like this one guy I know.
Well, so did, yeah, right. That's exactly, I mean, Tyvus, it doesn't make any sense to me that there is a quarterback battle in Cleveland if it comes down to the guy who is old, bad, and on an expiring contract and been a headache, by the way, off the field.
To me,
is always getting hurt.
The longer the battle goes, the more it should go to Shedeur.
Well, that's
because if it's that close, I'm going with the guy that I'm going to have past the season.
Well, but also I feel like.
But I understand the financial. I'm not naive to the financial part of it as well. Like, we're going to pay this guy $50 million to be a backup. Like,
yeah, who made that mistake?
I don't want to do that either.
Who made that mistake? That's on the people who made those decisions in your front office and ownership group. Y'all have to live with that. I don't think Todd Monken should have to do anything with any of that. Because he says, first of all, I wasn't a part of that. I didn't make that decision. Whenever there's like new bosses that come into a job, they might look at some thing that the previous bosses put in, some rule or some mechanism or some idea, and they might say, yeah, you know what? That doesn't serve where we're at now. I'm going to do what I think is best because I'm the one tasked with running this thing. And I just don't know why you would look at the sunk cost fallacy on Deshaun Watson and say, we got to pay him a lot of money. Yeah, that's all right. Thank God you're almost done with it. Could have been done with it sooner if you didn't keep renegotiating his deals constantly. But whatever. Yeah, you get out of it after this year. So be happy about that. And go now and find out who the best quarterback is, like, for the future. And there's no chances to Deshaun Watson. None.
Talon Green.
Sure. But have him and Shedeur battle it out. I'd be more about that than having Deshaun and Shedeur battle. That makes no sense. None to me whatsoever. So, but of course, in Cleveland, this is all they are thinking that this is the biggest battle. Oh my God. Whoever gets picked.
Watch Deshaun's hype video for camp.
No. I have him blocked on all social media.
He dropped a video basically saying, like, this is it's all or nothing for him. He's locked in this year. He's the most locked in he's ever been.
Oh, thank God.
And all of those things.
Thank God. I'm so glad he's locked in. Is that because he's not allowed to go visit massage parlors in the greater Cleveland area and he can only go get a massage still at the Browns facility?
Could be.
Is that why he's saying? Is that locked in or locked out? I'm not sure how that works. Are you locked out of massage parlors?
He said he felt like this year it can all... I feel like this the year that it can all come together.
I don't like him saying that phrase. I don't like that at all.
That's his quote.
That's a bad phrase for him.
Dropped a whole video.
Don't like that at all. All right. Anyway, yeah, so that's good. Also, don't forget, at 8:45 today, 8:47, we will talk with Bo Bishop, where the only thing I plan on asking Bo Bishop about...
Deep throat DP.
Is that question right there? Yeah. What happened yesterday? What happened yesterday with all of that?
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that.
Forget that he works for the Browns and they're opening camp
today.
No,
who cares? Yes. Who cares? I got one question on my mind. That's the only thing I have to ask him about.
The biggest questions in the NFL are answered right here. Welcome to The Huddle.
Sponsored by Advent. Go to adventknows.com because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
All right, Dylan.
It's my fault. I should have never brought attention to it.
No. I'm so glad you did. Tyvus ran back there yesterday and said, did you hear what Bo said?
Then he fell on the ground laughing.
Because he don't know.
He was
know.
Reading a comment from YouTube, and that
know.
Was the person. He does. Whether he knew or not, I think he was just reading it in real time and then realized what he said. So,
those two phrases aren't new school phrases, Tyvus. Those are not.
Yes,
okay.
No.
That was the name of the spy that brought down Nixon, right? Wasn't that? There was Deep Throw was the name of the person that brought down Nixon. It was on the Nixon tapes. Yeah. All right. Anyway, pause that. Right? He's just talking about about the Nixon scandal. Watergate, that's all that was. All right, Dylan, huddle question number one, please.
So according to sources, Baker Mayfield is reporting to camp without a new deal and will play out his final year of his contract and become an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. Is that a mistake by old Baker Mayfield?
No. No. I mean, no. I mean, you can hold out all you want, but I think that they probably have plans on probably moving forward. But they say Baker always plays the best when nobody believes in him, when his back's against the wall. He's got to do it one more time in his career to at least get a decent deal. And it's funny because if it works out for him and Buccaneers don't pay him, and the Cleveland is in the market for a quarterback.
Yes, oh, my God.
We all
want to
see it.
Oh, my
God. We all want to see it.
Would they do that?
No.
Would they do that?
No.
That would be funny.
By the way,
I think there's a 0% chance of it happening, but it would be funny.
I don't. And we would have to
sit here and entertain it for a whole offseason.
Listen, Baker Mayfield has, I think, shown more in his NFL career than any of the two guys who Shador may show more eventually, but he has not shown nearly. I'm saying, like, you have a chance next year if you're that bad and you don't have a quarterback. You have a chance to go draft, like, your future at quarterback. I wouldn't want to go back and retread with another, unless he's just there as a bridge for the guy you do draft. But, yeah, even that, I don't think that's the right thing. I think for Baker, it actually makes a lot. It's good for Tampa, because if he's bad, they just cut bait. And if he is good, the only way you get a motivated Baker typically is when everyone doubts him. So how better to doubt him as an organization than to not give him the money he wants? You probably get him motivated and definitely a guy who wants to get it all done as much
as he can. As the resident Baker Mayfield hater, I first thought, oh, he's going to play like ass and then he's going to get backup money in the offseason. But then I remembered what Tyvus brought up, and that's the Baker Mayfield cycle.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, it starts with play like crap. Then you go to criticized by media, underdog mentality, beat inferior opponents, call out doubters, and then eventually he'll play like crap again. But fortunately for him, we're in the criticized by media portion.
Yes,
so the good parts are what's next for Baker, and I think he actually will probably have a good season, get overpaid by someone, and then play like crap for them.
And that someone next year, Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. Last year of Aaron Rodgers. Imagine that storyline if he goes to Pittsburgh and then plays the Browns twice a year. No.
Drew Aller.
Yeah, sure. That's
the guy. Or Will Howard.
Yes.
Well, Will Howard maybe, but Drew Aller, sorry, I'm selling on that. Question number two, Dylan.
Well, you brought up, real quick, you brought up Aaron Rodgers. He did say that this is for sure his last season. So he's not going to hold us hostage.
No, he said
again
this year.
He said no chance.
I
don't think he said it like he did yesterday. He was pretty adamant.
Yeah.
Huddle question number two.
So on this show, we have mentioned that all networks do is hire quarterbacks to be color commentators. But Netflix hired Luke Kuechly to be their number one game analyst. Even though it's only for four games, do you like that they hired a defensive player?
Yes! It's about time. Although Jonathan Vilma does it for CBS, maybe, I think.
Yes,
I think you're right. Yeah.
So they got a linebacker perspective. But Luke Kuechly is a guy that a lot of people would want to listen to because the best thing about him was his anticipation, being able to see things and being able to know plays before they happen. To get into the mind of a guy like that and see what he sees and how he views the game, I think that'll be valuable for fans and viewers. So I'm definitely interested to see how it goes.
I think he'll be great. I'm looking forward to hearing that on the few Netflix games there are. I still remember that clip. Do you remember from
Cam? It was
with Cam Newton. They were both sitting together and they were FaceTiming with somebody who used to play for Carolina and then went on to another team. And it was the week they were going to play each other in a game. And this was caught by NFL Films cameras. They're in the facility and they're just like catching up with this guy. I cannot remember who the player was. And he said, hey, is so-and-so playing for you guys this week? And Luke Kuechly looked dead in his eyes and said, nope. And Cam smacked him and was like, what are you doing? He plays for the other team. He told him, like, this guy's not playing this week. And then he just busted up. They all laughed because they're like, whoops, wasn't supposed to mention that. Someone who was on the injury report is like questionable. He's like, is he going to play this week? And Luke Kuechly looked at him and said, nope. One of the funniest moments I've ever seen in my life. So good. All right, Brett Bielema, he likes to have a lot of fun. He took some shots at the SEC. What? That too. Took some shots at the SEC. You'll hear what he said next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday. Right now on the north side of Columbus, just outside of Worthington, we are seeing some major backups after a crash. 270 westbound, just beyond 315 south. We have two left lanes that are currently restricted for drivers out there. And yes, again, it is causing some traffic. 8 miles per hour for your speeds. Backups all the way towards 270 and 71. Folks, get off 270 right now and take 161 in that westbound direction to get around all this mess. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a great start to the day as far as the weather is concerned, and that'll last throughout your Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 81 this afternoon. Comfortable humidity levels and a north breeze from time to time this afternoon. For tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Bobby Carpenter demands that you watch Morning Juice on YouTube. If you don't, Tito will move into your house.
Live at 6 a.m. on YouTube and streaming on The Fan app.
Tybus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut, minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Saw a list, Tybus, of all the college football team corporate jersey sponsors that are on all the going on all the shirts this year.
Is more than just three?
Oh, there's probably
Big 12.
Probably about 15 to 20 right now. Okay. Some of them are big. Like, obviously, you know, Ohio State is on there with Chase Bank. Notre Dame with SoFi.
Culver's.
Big deal there. Wisconsin has Culver's. That's right. And then there are, like, Army. They're getting one with USAA.
Okay.
Which is like, okay, that's like the insurance
that you can. Sense.
Yeah, because it's for people in the armed forces. So
and Army, their family members.
And their family. Don't forget the family members. That is a big part of their,
Gronk, not eligible.
Well, and then there's stuff like Memphis, not the biggest football program in the world, but that is the location where FedEx is based out of.
Is Aaron Nolan still at Memphis?
I didn't even know he was at Memphis.
That's a tremendous question. I have no idea.
I thought he went to South Carolina from here.
No, he went to, he did. Then he transferred to Memphis. Yeah, he is at Memphis.
Is he going to start?
I don't know. Well, so I saw that and I thought, okay, like FedEx is a huge sponsor, but they're based locally. So that tracks, right? And then I looked at some of the other, I found an image of this that had all these different teams laid out. And you get a little bit smaller as you go down the pecking order, like, USF, their sponsorship is going to be Tampa General Hospital, which I feel like is just a worse version of that soap opera. Like, it's General Hospital, Tampa only.
Like the Real Housewives series that are in select cities.
Everyone who comes in is like 85 years old and like, I have skin cancer. And it's like, yeah, we know. That's all you do is just lay out in the sun, you leather-skinned weirdo. Anyway, so yeah, Tampa General Hospital's their sponsor. But then I saw this one. This has got to be the weirdest. And I'm not making this up. This is real. New Mexico State has a jersey sponsor. The jersey sponsor is called In of the Mountain Gods. It's apparently a resort and casino. And the logo of Inn of the Mountain Gods is very interesting. Apparently it is like a tribally owned resort and casino there in New Mexico. So that's fine. However, it did hit me that in the world that we're living in with gambling obviously being kind of a big story in college football,
FanDuel.
New Mexico State was like, we're going to sign up a casino to sponsor our jersey. It's legal to have a casino. It's legal to go there and enjoy whatever they offer. They might not even offer sports betting for all I know. But I just found that odd that like there's so much thought that goes into like corporate sponsorships and we got to be careful that we don't look like we're support. You know, I'm guessing most college football programs wouldn't be able to take like Jack Daniels and have it be on the jersey because some of the players wearing it aren't old enough to drink. But I'm also guessing some of the players on the team are not old enough to go to Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort and Casino. I guess they could stay there. They just couldn't gamble there.
I mean, college kids can gamble if they're over 21. It just can't be college sports, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how many kids on... There's plenty of students on a college... And not just football. These are on basketball jerseys and whatever other sports. There's plenty of players who are not 21 who are in college. So I'm saying, like, that's... I mean, college kids can drink, too, but I would be shocked if any of these colleges would put, like, a drinking sponsor on there, even though they have drinking sponsors in the stadium, and they might, you know, serve it and all that stuff. I don't think you're going to see it on a player's uniform, but give it time, I guess. That'll probably happen. Big Ten Media Days going on. Yesterday, we had a few teams talking. Today, more. Ryan Day will be one of the more. He is going to be on, I believe, sometime between noon and 1.
I thought I saw 12:15.
Okay, let's say 12:15. If we're wrong, we're sorry. We're wrong a lot. Call the Department of Corrections, and we will try to update that. But actually, before we get to all that, did we have a voicemail you wanted to play, Dylan?
Yep.
All right, let's hear what the voicemail had to say.
Good morning, and go to hell. My name is Trailer Park Travis. I'm calling from Poke Your Cousin, Alabama, a little suburb outside of Tuscaloosa. Now, I do have a question for the T-Bone and the Titus. Do you think the Big Ten coaches are going to retaliate against the SEC coaches saying that your guys' second-tier football is garbage and your stadiums are garbage?
And the editor that let it come out is garbage, apparently. Thank you for the call, Trailer Park. I appreciate it. Well, here's your answer. Brett Bielema talking about the SEC yesterday.
To see the growth of this league to get to where we are now, I spent a couple of years in the SEC, was with Slive, and then transitioned to Sankey. And I just think about it now, everybody's going to have, you know, opinions, and obviously they're going to draw the Big Ten SEC and you know, all that goes around about that. But to sit in the room with both of those guys, I think with Tony and the vision and experience that he has, and to be in the room where Sankey, I know he's got to protect the SEC and they kind of want to live in 2005 forever, but I think the forward thinking of where we are in college football is an awesome thing.
That's a good shot. I like that. You knew Brad Bielema wasn't going to sit back idly by and let them take a shot at him, right?
I like, why don't we have more Brad Bielemas?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, this is the time to flex. They do it to you. They would do, if this was the other shoe, if the SEC was the one, that they would do it to the Big Ten all day long.
Did you see what Tony Petitti had sitting on the stage next to him when he walked out there?
Was it a trophy?
It was the last three national championship trophies. Basically saying, talk all you want down south. We got the last three titles, you weren't even in the game to try to get it from us.
It's just funny that the biggest claim that the SEC have is that their floor is better than the Big Ten's.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What else can you go off of?
All right,
there's nothing more to say.
When you watch the NBA, or I watch the NBA, or anybody watch the NBA, do you care if the Eastern or Western Conference has more depth to it? Or do you care who won the championship?
I care who won the championship.
Right. Would you say the East, I don't know if the East is deeper than the West or not, but I know the Knicks won the championship. And I don't know that makes the Eastern Conference better than the Western Conference. I don't think it does. It does mean the Knicks got it done this year. And if you were, like, but that argument is so stupid anyway. Why? All that matters is winning championships, especially in a sport like football, where everyone detests the idea that there's nuance and that, well, yeah, this team... They didn't get the job done, but hey, you got to remember they had an injury, and hey, hold on, there was a little bit of a thing you don't know about. That's loser talk. Win or go home.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree.
Now,
who's on the podium today? Ryan Day.
Ryan will be up. I got to pull up the list. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I need at least one a day. One person a day to at least.
It's not going to be Ryan Day.
But it should be.
It should be. Yeah,
it should be. Like, Ryan Day should just go out there and put it fully out there and say, I got to tell you right now, we hear from all these SEC people all the time. I don't think I know. We play in the toughest conference in college football. Did you see, by the way, that ESPN put out their strength of schedule rankings yesterday?
No. Where are we at?
I think the Buckeyes were top 10. I think it was 8th or 9th.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think they were 8th or 9th. But here's what I noticed, too. I think it was their FPI. That's what it was. It was like the FPI strength of schedule ratings, right? All of the SEC teams were in like the top 25. All of them. Because apparently the logic that we're feeding into the computers is, Well, they play in the SEC, which is a tough schedule. Why? Well, because they have to play SEC teams. And now that they all have to play a ninth SEC game, this is the, everyone has the toughest schedule. So I don't know how you get out of that when everyone just automatically assumes with all the things they put into their computers before they ever do anything else, they just go in with the predisposed notion that, yeah, the SEC is just so tough. They said Arkansas has like the, I don't know, whatever. I think they were one of the toughest schedules in college football.
Arkansas?
Yeah.
Let me go look it up.
I know. I should have pulled this up before I started talking about it. But yeah, I just saw that this morning and thought that was stupid.
So today you got Dan Lanning. Bob Chesney.
Oh, Dan Lanning will say something despite not being one of the winners of any of those three national championships. He will take some credit for it.
Ryan Day, Barry Odom, Pat Fitzgerald, and PJ Fleck.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. There's our hope. I hope he goes out there with like a child's medium on as a shirt because he loves a tight shirt.
You said that.
Go out there and scream at them.
Where did you say Arkansas is?
I might have been wrong. I thought Arkansas had like a top 10 schedule.
They were all in like the top 20, the whole SEC.
The whole SEC is in the top 25.
North Alabama, Utah, Georgia, Tulsa, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Auburn, South Carolina, Texas, LSU. Out of those games, the ones I respect is Georgia, Texas, LSU, and maybe Texas A&M.
Okay, let me tell you.
What's that, four games?
Arkansas doesn't have one of the toughest schedules. According to ESPN Analytics, they have the toughest schedule in college football.
Yeah, they can miss me with that.
That is so...
I don't believe all the way in South Carolina. I know they got Lenore Sellers. I know they got Dental Store. I don't believe.
Let me give you briefly
Auburn,
the list.
I haven't seen it. Missouri is probably going to fall back.
Here's the
Vanderbilt
top 20.
Is going to fall off.
Here's the top 20.
And Tennessee is not good.
Top 20 strength of schedules. You ready? Arkansas 1, Oklahoma 2, Texas 3, Kentucky 4, Ole Miss 5, Mississippi State 6, Florida 7.
Full stop, all SEC.
That's all top SEC 7. Right yes. there. Then the first non-SEC, Ohio State. So the first actual toughest schedule is Ohio State's. Then you have Texas A&M, South Carolina, LSU, Missouri, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama. The second toughest schedule that's not SEC is Michigan. Third is Northwestern. And then we're back to Vanderbilt, USC, Georgia rounds out the top 20. It was all but four of those schools were in the SEC. That's all 16 of their teams. And then the other four schools were from the Big Ten. So why are we, you know what, if anything, if Tony Petitti wanted to say anything, he'd come out and say, we're merging these two conferences and that's college football. Because like, apparently that's all anybody thinks is worth watching anyway. Because there's not one Big 12 team in there. There is not an ACC team to be found. That is all straight gas from the SEC and the Big Ten. We will talk with Ward, who is out. I think I'm there. There we go. Austin Ward from Big Ten Media Days. We'll talk to him in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Folks, it's been over an hour, and we're still watching this west side crash just outside of West Jefferson. Once again, 70 eastbound, a little bit slower just beyond 142 and right before that Hilliard-Rome Road area. The right shoulder is still blocked. It is involving a semi that looks to have gone off towards the ditch out there. I mean, 30 miles per hour are your speeds, affecting some people this morning, especially traveling towards the downtown area. Definitely get off and take 40 eastbound as your alternate route. Once again, as you're heading towards the city. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
favorite. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracky. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's like we have an actual radio show today. We have real guests on the show. Joining us now, Austin Ward, out of Big Ten Media Days. Austin, good morning. And we were trying to guess this in the last segment. Yesterday it was Brett Bielema taking a nice little shot at the SEC. Which coach speaking today do you think is the most likely to line up the SEC and hit him square in the forehead?
Gosh, I guess I would have to say not Ryan Day. So take the field there. I love Brett Bielema. And if you'd asked me yesterday, out of any coach in the league, overall, any of the 18, or include Tony Petitti, who would mix it up with the SEC, he would have been a prohibitive betting favorite. And I appreciate that about him. You know, the only other one who I think would have, who has been willing to take some surprising comments, they've typically been aimed inside the league alongside Brett Bielema, would be like Greg Schiano, when Michigan was going through the spying scandal and other issues. A lot of the other guys have been a little bit more straight-laced about that. But, you know, if there's anybody else today or tomorrow that might generate those kinds of headlines, I would have to assume that would be Kurt Cignetti, who is also not afraid to talk trash. And he is he's the belle of the ball right now. He can say whatever he wants. And he was a huge topic of conversation yesterday as well.
You know, when you look at, when you, obviously you covered day one, was there anything in day one that stood out to you from any coach or from anything that Tony Petitti said?
Yeah, Tyvus, for me, I think, you know, day one was really a huge opportunity for Tony Petitti. And some of this would be mitigated if he would make more public appearances. There's a huge difference between the way the PR battle is fought between the SEC and Greg Sankey and the way Tony Petitti handles it, where really his State of the Big Ten Media Days address is about the only time that we hear from him all year in a setting like that. And he doesn't do many other outside interviews. Whereas if you put any microphone, any recorder, any television camera in front of Greg Sankey, he's going to talk into it and advocate for his league. So, and I felt yesterday for at least the first half of Tony Petitti's address, he wasn't doing a great job of balancing that out and advocating for the Big Ten or explaining the positions that the conference has when it comes to college football playoff expansion, when it comes to NIL, and I know that he couldn't really address some of the legislation in Congress because they were waiting for the markups to be handed back to them so they could get into what concessions were being made there. But all that goes to the point that there weren't a lot of definitive answers from him, and there wasn't a lot of, I don't know, swagger, confidence to it projected, but that did change about halfway through. I wrote down 23 minutes into his press conference in my notebook, and that was about after the, I believe, sixth time a question was prefaced with, well, last week at SEC Media Days, or someone at SEC Media Days said this, or the league down there thinks that. And he finally just said, well, you know, basically enough of that. Like the middle of the Big Ten is as strong as any league in the country. This is the best league in the country. He had those three national championship trophies right next to him to illustrate his point. And that was sort of, I think, the narrative that pushed him over the edge to start actually defending or attacking, depending on your perspective, defending the Big Ten, attacking the SEC, at least subtly on the field. And then I think more eloquently staking out his position for 24 teams in the playoff. At least in a way that I came away from the second half thinking, if not a full convert to that size of playoff field, which I'm not, I could understand why inside, you know, those rooms when it's AD meetings, when he's talking to a bunch of competitive coaches, why that plan would work, that, you know, they need a leader in that room and not just a suit with broadcast television experience. So I thought that he showed that, and I could sort of see and understand why he's been viewed as such an effective leader for the Big Ten. And that was really the first time that I came away feeling that, Tyvus.
Austin Ward joining us in the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Big Ten Media Day is going on right now in Chicago. Ryan Day is going to speak today just after 12 or so. But, you know, one of the big stories that came out with Ohio State yesterday was the jersey sponsor getting one of those. There's about a couple dozen teams so far in college football that have announced that they're doing some version of that. Is that, at this point, Austin, would it ever shock you to see Ohio Stadium named the such and such something or other at Ohio Stadium? We already have the field sponsored. Is the stadium next?
Probably, yeah. And I know, Bone, that nobody wants that. Even, you know, if you're going to ask Ross Bjork, if you're going to ask the board, if you're going to ask Ryan Day, you know, nobody wants that. Nobody would be proud of it, but it feels inevitable at some point. Now, they would probably finagle it in a way that we'd still just be referring it to the horseshoe, and I would never in my writing, reporting, talking on the radio, give it a full title, include that sponsor. The hard part is for me to envision they remove the horseshoe, they remove Ohio Stadium from the name entirely. I think we'd be talking if this partnership with Chase expands to such a level that it's, Ohio Stadium brought to you by Chase, that seems like something that gives you signage on the outside, but it's also not likely to be something that we have to identify as directly as SummerSlam is at US Bank Stadium this weekend. There's nothing else to call it. Or the Cotton Bowl is at AT&T Stadium. You don't have other options to call those stadiums. I don't, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. I hope not to be, but I have a hard time imagining Ohio State abandoning all of that tradition tied up in the name for a short-term-ish payday. But some sort of signage, some sort of identifying factor that at least when Ohio State is identifying its home stadium or when the broadcast partners have to show it on the screen, that's probably going to happen at some point. And as we saw with the jersey patch, which is also lucrative real estate, that's incredibly valuable for Ohio State. So if the jersey patch is worth $17 million, you'd have to think that that's 10 times or more what that would go for some form of stadium naming rights.
Austin, our friends at FIFA with the World Cup, they would just call it Columbus Stadium, I think is how we would do that.
Nailed that, didn't they, Bone?
No one knew. They had all those stadiums had sponsors. So there you go.
Yeah. Clean signage.
Yeah.
Austin, what is something that you hope that Ryan Day or one of the players address about Ohio State today?
Yeah. It would be awesome if one of them would come out and Ryan Day would say, yeah, we're going to start next Thursday morning and Austin Cerebell's going to be at right guard and Ian Moore is going to be at left tackle. Right? Let's just clear that up right now. I don't expect that to happen, and it probably shouldn't because you want some competition to emerge throughout camp. But I do hope that, Tyvus, there's a period during some of the breakout sessions this afternoon where we can get into a few of the spots that actually are up for competition going into camp, because it's been 3 months since we've had a Ryan Day press conference, which is as long as I can really ever recall in his tenure. So I'd like to get into some of that X's and O's, and I don't think that they have to answer it in absolutes, but there's a lot of conversation over the last couple of weeks about the OTAs that guys like Christian Allegro have had as he makes a push at linebacker. Is that a starting role, or is that a hybrid defensive role and stand-up edge rusher? Love to get some input on that. I think Jalen McClain himself brought him up. Television's Adam King and I talked with him on a Talking Tuesday a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how great Allegro's summer has been. So, what I like about these days is an opportunity to hear some new names that are going to be key contributors for Ohio State, and sometimes they're ones that we expect, and sometimes they're not. But then Berm and I have sort of made this a tradition where I think we all have an idea who could or should be the Block O winner. And then we often show up at Big Ten Media Days and we're told by the three representatives that we're dead wrong and it's going to go to somebody else. So who's on that leadership group? Who's setting the tone for Ohio State? Who these three guys, Jalen McClain, Julian Sain, and Jeremiah Smith, view as worthy Block O captains? We give them a lot of weight and they tend to be right. So I'd say I'm excited for everything, because any Ohio State conversation going into next Thursday is good in my book, but those will be the things that I'm hoping to leave Chicago with to talk about in the build up to next Thursday.
Austin, have fun out there, and I'm glad you got to see Tony Petitti in person. It's always a rare treat. It's like
he's real. I always thought he was a hologram.
It's like an endangered an endangered species that you see just running around, a bird that you've never seen before. It's like, oh my God, there's one. They actually exist. It's good to see.
Yeah, right, well, he also could have stopped by the 97.1 table that we had on Radio Row, but he just walked by. So, I didn't touch him to know that he was real, but he looked real.
Close enough. Although they're doing good things with holograms these days, so you never know. AI is out there. All right, well, have fun in Chicago, buddy. We'll see you soon. There you go. Right. Austin Ward joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, of course, Austin and Berm, if you've not subscribed, go to the Fan's YouTube channel. You find it there. Make sure you're always locked in on what they're doing as well. I forgot to mention the fan poll today brought to you by JT's Pizza Pub. How about this? Are you okay with a corporate sponsor on Ohio State's uniforms? I guess it's kind of doesn't matter because it's already there, but just if you could have had a say in it, what would you have wanted to do? Would you be okay with that or say
$17 million?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right?
I'd plaster the whole jersey.
I'm telling you, we're going to see Ross Bjork with face tattoos before too long, getting that corporate dollar wherever we can. We'll come back. We'll hit the buzzer. We'll talk to Bo Bishop next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Looking just a tad better on 670 in that westbound direction. Just as you're passing Leonard Avenue, we are still watching a crash, though. Before, about 30 minutes ago, we had all lanes completely closed in this area. We now see that shoulders are currently restricted out there. So once again, looking a little bit better. What's not better is some lingering traffic out there because of those lane closures that we saw not too long ago. So we're looking at 7 miles per hour for your speed. Backups now extending towards 670 and 270. Use Cleveland Avenue or even East Broad Street to head towards the city right now. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, a guy that's going to get an up-close and personal look at the Browns as they hit the field today.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Our favorite uncle. Uncle Bo. Bo, what are you expecting to see?
Oh, I think fireworks. I don't think the ball hits the ground. I think elite offensive implementation right out of the gates. I think no drop-off defensively. Like, come on, let's go.
Ooh, Bo.
This time of year, you get talked in anything.
Listen, Bo, if I tune in to Cleveland Browns Daily and you and Nathan say that happened, my 8 wins is going to now go to 12 wins, and we are so back, baby.
It's funny. Like, no matter if you're – now, around here with Buckeyes, it's pretty easy because you know we're always back. We don't ever go – they don't ever go anywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you're doing high school, pro, whatever. Like, this time of year, you are so excited. Like, you can get – you can talk yourself into anything. So, I'm excited to see what it looks like. Todd Monken's waited a long time to have his first camp, so I'm excited to see how he does it. My hunch is they're allotted 2 hours and 15 minutes. They will use every second of the 2 hours and 15 minutes as opposed to last year, which was really about an hour and a half most days. So, I'm excited to see the differences, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering, we had Andrew Siciliano on, and I asked him, like, what's the biggest question that needs answered? He said, well, other than the quarterback, and I said, I don't even know if that is the biggest question. I know that's all that the talk radio people in Cleveland want to argue about, but it's like the quarterback position, I think, has a very limited ceiling, no matter who it is, unless the lottery ticket happens and Shedeur Sanders pops off, which could happen theoretically. But I feel like we're not talking, we're not talking enough about the fact that you lost Jim Schwartz. You lost a Hall of Famer in the offseason on defense.
Yeah.
And that, to me, looms just as large as will this defense be able to hang on if the offense doesn't hold up its end of the bargain?
Yeah, I mean, all those things. And then, I mean, for the first time in really a generation, an entirely new offensive line, like no Betonio, no Teller, no Posick, none of those guys. So completely restart on the offensive line. Defensively, I mean, the depth at linebacker and corner are pretty real problems, I think. So I think that's something to really keep an eye on. From a positive aspect, they're going to have more weapons offensively than they had since Odell and Jarvis and Nick Chubb and all those guys. So they're going to have a chance to score. It's obviously the quarterbacks from the standpoint of philosophically, if Deshaun Watson is the guy, then you're going to have to deal with trying to re-sign him if you want to at the end of the season. If it is Shedeur and he plays great, well, then that's that lottery ticket thing we talk about so often. So if neither one plays good, then you're in a situation where you're drafting, you know, two number ones next year, and hopefully you're in a position to draft a quarterback there. So a lot of things fall off of that decision at quarterback in terms of just philosophically, what do we want this season to be?
Yeah. Now, Bo, we do have to ask you about something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
I have the audio. I will provide the context. All I have is, do you have the full audio, Dylan?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right. This was yesterday. You were reading a comment from YouTube, and We heard it, and of course we had.
I don't monitor YouTube.
We had. Well, no, I know, but you looked at YouTube or someone.
Twitter. It might have been.
Oh,
Twitter.
Was it Twitter? Maybe it was
Twitter.
My bad. Maybe it was Twitter.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go.
Let's hear it.
So we were asking the question. Well, what color would the jersey patch be on a white uniform? Deep Throat DP alerted me to this, and I see you guys found it as well. It'll be black. Will be the and it.
Or is it anthracite?
Semantics.
Right. We had. Yeah, we had questions about the username there.
What would those questions be?
Well, I was thinking, now, when I hear this, Bo, what I think is obviously back to the Nixon administration, Watergate.
Oh, thank God had it. I knew you'd have it.
I think Nixon and Dan Patrick is what I'm thinking. This is a fan of the Watergate scandal and a Dan Patrick fan. Deep Throat DP. That's all that could mean, right?
So, well, you're exactly right. And so for the kids out there, including young Tyvus, who apparently didn't take his history, there were a couple of reporters for the Washington Post named Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, and they uncovered the Watergate scandal of the Nixon presidency. Mm-hmm. And the informant they called Deep Throat. So anytime, what's so funny about that? I don't understand what's so funny.
Deep Throat part, I understand.
You're a father, for God's sakes.
I don't know what.
What's so funny? I mean, this is just what they called him.
I don't know what the DP was.
That's DP. So it wasn't It actually wasn't a tweet at all. It was a buddy of mine who had texted me, whose initials began. His first name began with D, and his last name began with P.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There it is.
I thought it was Dan Patrick, possibly.
Tyvus, where's your head?
I just brought it up to T-Bone, and they took it and ran with it.
Your father.
First of all,
you were rolling.
Let me tell you, Bo, when this happened,
Jonathan, I expected more out of you. I mean, you're a man of journalistic integrity, such as yourself, always properly sourced and knowing your history.
Here's the thing. So we had you guys on yesterday, but then a robust discussion was occurring back in the office. Tyvus was sitting in the Brown studio waiting to do his hit on, you know, Cleveland stuff up there.
Yeah.
He comes sprinting back.
He came
close to that 4.46, and he's like, "You gotta hear what Bo just said." He's like screaming. And I said, "Tyvus, it can't be that excited."
Deep DP.
And then I tried to tell them it was just historic references and some initials. And
that's right, Smitty. You got it.
Of course, it's all it is.
It's all it is.
So what's
the problem?
You know, like when the Browns had Dog Pound, hashtag DP. That was all that DP meant. It's just a big fan of the Dog Pound. That's all it is. So what's coming up other than Browns discussion? Anything else to get into today? We've got Ryan Day talking coming up.
Ryan at 12:15. I thought Tony Petitti had a different tone yesterday, which I thought was appropriate. I thought it was hilarious that the congressional folks were like, "Yeah, by 9 a.m. we need an answer," and the Big Ten and the SEC are like, "Nah, we're good. We're going to take a little longer. Why don't you guys sit this one out?" What a mess. That'll be fun. And then I think 20 most interesting Texas A&M today. So we'll do the Aggies today as
there
well.
There we go. Perfect. Bishop and Friends coming up 9 to noon right here on The Fan. Thank you, Bo. Appreciate it.
Hi, boys. See ya.
Yep, take care. You know what happens when it's good, when you have the actual soundbite ready to play, then you don't do this.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Feeling the heat? Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems, including 0% APR for 60 months.
Saw that Tony Romo, of course, was arrested on suspicion of operating while intoxicated. So he's dealing with that. He apparently, though, according to the New York Post, Romo, a source told the Daily Mail and then the New York Post. The source got around. Anyway, the source said Tony Romo might step back a little short term, but he isn't going anywhere long term. That wouldn't make any sense at all. So
Romo is safe with CBS.
Well, they're saying he's not voluntarily going anywhere. And it sounds like CBS must not be opposed to that. Here's what I find interesting is I don't know how long you can take a step back from the limelight when the NFL season starts in like 6 weeks.
Preseason games.
Well, I guess no preseason games. Anyway. Well, that's what I'm saying. But like first week of the NFL season,
it'll die down.
Tony Romo's going to be
in about a month. It'll die down.
It will. That's exactly right. That's it for us. Bishop and Friends are coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
still not liking the slowdowns out there for our Northside drivers, especially just outside of Worthington. You could be affected by this. Still watching a crash 270 westbound. This is passing 315. That left lane and shoulder is still closed out there. Backups, though, 270 over by 71. And that's because of speeds as low as 10 miles per hour when it comes to your slowdowns. That workaround, getting off 270 westbound, getting southbound on State Route 3, and then just taking 161 westbound towards that west side if you can. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.